last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Do you have phone sex with guys who call?
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
wow. Do you have any idea?
No.
That in your producer's room back there that this type of activity was going on?
No.
Here's Charlie Broyhill.
And it's me on the other one.
Charlie, have you ever heard him on the phone?
A few times, yeah. So to those guys who are calling, I'm listening to them too.
Yeah, I can remember that.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
It's the son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
Turn your radio down.
What?
No, who would you do call?
Oh, really?
Don't call to play the name game.
What?
No calls to rape women.
Oh, really?
Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
What?
And don't call telling jokes.
Anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg.
How are you, Don?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm 70 today.
Hey, big guy, I thought I was calling in for your 30th birthday.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Yeah, first day of December.
Sure.
First of December. Ladies and gentlemen, away in a manger. No crib for his head. You know him as the baby Jesus Christ. I know him as Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You know, Phil was tickled to death to read about that chicken McNoggin at the Newport News McDonald's.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he said he wished he could go into a restaurant and get a little head.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Analpalooza and all the ships at sea.
Hey, they like to let the skin rub where it's going.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a nationally syndicated, you know.
No.
Yes.
Going out of business, Westwood One, our prices are insane.
Fantastic.
But as I love saying every day, they own the satellite equipment.
Yes, they do.
As long as they don't repossess that stuff, you'll hear the show every day via satellite on Westwood One. New episode, it's Friday,
December 1st.
Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. Just let me say,
welcome to my world.
Hello, freaks.
Indeed, welcome to our world.
Come on in.
Won't you come on in?
Hey, Reach.
Hi, Reach.
Miracles, I guess.
We got that on the elevator today.
We're going to get lots of freaks today.
Oh, you got that in person from G today?
Yes, I did.
Step into my heart.
He was delighted. Hey, Reach.
Leave your cares behind.
And I know you guys are wondering what to get me for Christmas.
What?
I would like.
Welcome to our world.
Well, hold on. First, let me set it. It's built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind. Built with you in mind.
I wanted to guess? I just wanted to know, what size salmon-colored jacket do you take?
46 regular.
Yeah.
I would like the,
you guys kill me.
The exact salmon-colored jacket that G. Gordon Liddy had on today. Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sponsorable.
It was.
Right out of the chute.
Yeah, you're darn right.
www.egars.com. www.egars.com.
That's it.
It's the hottest cigar site on the planet.
All right.
They sponsor our farts, and they're the best spot on the web for holiday cigar purchases. Now, today, how you doing, freaks?
How you doing?
Here's the lineup we have for you. A lot of these people call and say they're going to come down, then they never come down. You know, the guy who was going to put his toe in his rectum.
Yeah.
He bagged it?
He bagged out.
Oh, he was one of the ones that I wouldn't think would bag it.
The guy who said he was going to have sex with the pumpkin has bagged it.
Oh, my God. Hey, I called that one at lunch. I was having lunch with my wife, and I said he's not going
to
show.
Yeah. But the guy who wants to eat the pumpkin still wants to come down. So if anybody else out there wants to have sex with a pumpkin,
right?
We got a guy who will eat the leaven.
Very good.
Here's what we have today for you. Confirmed. The guy who can make smoke come out of one of his ears.
Excellent.
The guy who's going to put his flashlight, industrial-sized flashlight that gets three C-cell batteries in it, put it in his rectum, and then turn it on.
Oh, you.
Wow. And I think he can turn it on using strictly his sphincter muscles.
That's adding to the freakdom there.
That's correct.
Guy's going to light a book of matches, then put them in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who's got tan mitts, he has big, gigantic, female-like breasts, except he's a man.
That'll be interesting.
The guy who has the trick balls.
Yes.
The guy who has the testicles, he can make each one pump individually like a heartbeat.
Beating like a heart.
The guy who's going to eat the chain and make it come out his nose.
Very good.
Or maybe it's the other way around. He's going to put it in his nose
and then make it come out
his mouth.
Right.
And two separate guys coming down today, each of them with four nipples.
What? Two four-nippled men.
Wow.
However, not enough.
Yeah.
No? Not enough. No, listen, our doors are open for the final freak show of the year 2000.
I agree. I think we can get some last-minute freaks, and sometimes the last-minute freaks are the best ones.
Yeah. And the cash prize, of course, $1,000 from Hotwire.com.
Ooh.
As soon as the freaks show up, we will bring them to your attention. Our lead story today, not the paintball, no, not the Supreme Court crap,
no.
Our lead story is the head at McDonald's. And, Buzz, I got a better picture than that.
Really? Okay.
You got the picture that was on the cover of the Washington Post, and what was that? That also in the New York Post?
Yeah, this is the New York Post. It's the biggest one I could find.
Now, what you got to do
is... You got a better picture?
What you got to do is go to Channel 13 in Newport News, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
WVEC.com. That's where you get this picture of the head of a chicken...
That is perfect.
That was fried and then put in an order of McDonald's hot wings.
That is truly amazing.
You know, the stories that I saw in the newspaper today do not do this justice.
This is the best picture I've seen so far.
You got to go to WVEC.com, okay? A customer at a McDonald's restaurant in Newport News, Virginia, got more than she bargained for when she received her order. Catherine Ortega said she found a fried chicken's head in the box of chicken wings she ordered Tuesday night.
Right.
My God.
She made the discovery of the McDonald's in the 15,000 block of Warwick Boulevard.
I didn't even know that McDonald's sold wings.
Test market.
I think it's one of those deals, right, where they have...
They select the specific areas and they try it out, and if it works, they go national with it.
Correct.
Now, I guess they won't be going national
didn't
with
work.
It.
Yeah.
I got a call last night from a friend of mine about this, a guy who works up in the Tidewater area, and he says... Oh, you're going to love this. They found the chicken head, and I didn't believe him. And then he said it was on the news. It was on Channel 13 in Norfolk, Virginia.
Right.
So I went to the website, and listen, either this is an elaborate hoax,
right,
or this woman can now write her ticket for as much money as she wants.
Yes, absolutely.
From McDonald's, because this is worse than finding a needle in a bottle of Pepsi.
Yes.
This is worse than finding a rat dropping in a soda pop.
Mm-hmm.
This is take a look at that picture, Mike.
And it is it has that look of being completely fried over, but you've got just the clear profile of the chicken's head with that red part.
Right.
The
cone.
The red. What is it called?
The cone.
The cone.
Mm-hmm. It is without a doubt the funniest freaking thing I've ever seen in my life.
And she may have a case because they've now matched, apparently, some lab has matched the batter on the outside of the chicken head with the batter that was fried on the chicken wings that it supposedly came with.
Oh, my God.
What? Okay, so let's assume for a second.
Well, that would tell me right away that, you know, it probably is legit.
Yeah.
Let's assume for a second that it is true. And you, and really, everybody, you got to go to the website to get the best picture.
Right.
It's WVEC.com. Because you see the chicken's head, you see the jowls underneath.
You see the crown.
You see the beak.
The beak, very clearly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now, I don't know if they pluck out the eyebrow, the eyeballs, rather.
Well,
or not.
They're obviously fried over,
right.
The eyeballs.
But the question is,
the beak is the beak is the most disturbing.
If this is...
the beak.
If this is legit, okay,
right.
Here's what happened. One of two things happened. Either it's the processing company.
Yep, that's what I would bet on.
That gives this stuff to McDonald's, because you really don't think that McDonald's gets chicken parts and cuts them up and fries them for you. They come prepackaged.
Yeah, they come frozen, probably.
So it was either a mistake, a natural mistake being made, and someone just didn't see it, or most likely it came in the box. the kid working at McDonald's said, hey, look at this.
Right.
It's a chicken's head. Just put it in with the order of hot wings.
Just throw it right in there.
And see what the lady does.
Nice.
That's the first time I've heard the address. You said it's on Warwick Boulevard?
Yes.
I've eaten at this McDonald's.
Have you really?
It's about a quarter mile from my mother-in-law's house.
Well, how would you rate that McDonald's?
The service?
Yeah.
Attention to detail?
Horrible.
Not the best McDonald's.
Okay,
ever.
All right, very good. Let's rate it against the worst McDonald's ever.
Yeah. It's worse than this one.
The one right?
It's worse than the one up on the corner?
Wow. Oh, well, yeah, but it has no drive through, so I was forced to actually be a dine-in patron.
That's horrible.
Still,
you have to do that.
Still, it was worse than this drive through.
Really?
That's
like,
saying something.
To the point of, we don't have that, you're going to have a seat. And you also are going to have a seat. We'll bring it to you when it's ready.
And well, like your order being wrong and all that?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not anything hard. I think I had like a sausage McMuffin. You'd think they'd have those ready to go in the morning.
But you know what? That's no different than pulling up to the drive-thru and you order something simple like a cheeseburger and they say, will you please pull your car up ahead.
Still painfully slow.
Well, but I mean, if you're saying, you know, and that, how do we really rate it? It's the time to get your food, and that's how you rate the McDonald's restaurants. And if you're saying it's worse than that one in the corner, which we all agree, right, is the worst McDonald's
in the world ever. This is the funniest thing I swear to God I've ever seen in my life.
You
is.
Know, the picture is marvelous because you've got the little hand holding up the chicken head.
Right. Ma Ortega said, someone who wasn't looking closely could easily have mistaken the chicken's head for another piece of chicken, like the leg or a wing. I don't see how, because you got the beak, and it says here also, some feathers were visible.
Oh,
really?
Sure.
Some feathers? She wants to know how the chicken's head could have made it past inspectors and into the hands of a customer. I usually look at my food, but I shouldn't have to look that closely. My 5-year-old wouldn't have looked. He would have thought it was a chicken leg and eaten it. And the manager at McDonald's, there you go, tried to make it right.
Is this CYA mode?
Offered to give the woman another order of chicken.
Great.
Yeah. And offered to return the chicken's head to the distribution company.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Beautiful. Love it.
Oh, my God.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
That's great.
Boy, you're the manager. If you're a savvy manager, you say to yourself, may I look at the chicken's head? And then as soon as you look at the chicken's head, you run away.
Yeah,
right.
Down the garbage disposal.
Right.
Right, you get rid of the evidence. Oh, but Christ, this is funny. And the headline is nearly as, almost as funny. Chicken's head found in fast food order.
In the big fry. Is there anything new on the story, Buzz? Is there anything new on the wire?
No, just what we've talked about. The woman says she hasn't decided whether she's going to sue yet, but she did contact the Food and Drug Administration.
Please, I urge her to call Donald Ephraim in Chicago.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd represent...
Stay cool. Stay cool.
I'd represent the woman.
Call Mr. Johnny. Call Johnny Cochran. Get Shapiro. Get Barry Sheck. Get the Dream Team to work on this.
What did the lady get that spilled the hot coffee in her lap?
Oh, millions. I remember.
Millions.
Yeah.
$6 or $7 million.
That's worth $20 million. That's worth a lawsuit of $20 million.
This is not the best chicken I've ever had.
This is funny.
Because, you know, you can get into the medical facts, too, you know, as far as what eating the chicken head, the unprocessed chicken head, would do.
It's great. And I just want all of the Washington area McDonald's restaurants to know that if you guys had advertised on our show,
right,
we would have tastefully avoided this story today.
Oh, yeah.
on our high-rated radio show.
But since you choose not to advertise, we feel it is our duty to spotlight the greasy chicken head that was found in the the fried wings.
Because, you know, McDonald's, listen, we've said for years that we're going to boycott them because they won't advertise with us. But let's be honest. You know, you're driving by, you're hungry, you go to a McDonald's.
Sure.
You have to.
The problem with McDonald's is that there's one...
And I love the way you pronounce it. I like pronouncing it that way, too.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
There's one media buyer who has worked for McDonald's in Washington, D.C. I don't know this gal's name.
She's a woman. I was forced to kiss her ass one day at a little convention with Alan Goodman.
Like 20 years this gal has
nasty,
been.
Nasty, nasty, nasty.
She's been the media buyer. And I mean, our show is number one across the board in every demographic from the womb to the tomb.
That's correct.
Yet McDonald's steadfastly refuses to advertise with us because they think that our show is so disgusting.
That's right.
Well, you know what I think is disgusting?
Is that chicken head.
A chicken head found in a fast food order.
That's disgusting.
You deserve a beat today.
Yeah. Now, there's not a chance that this cat is doing requests, right? I mean, there's not a chance that we could just call her up.
No.
I would imagine not.
Absolutely not.
She's probably being deluged by...
We could try, though.
By media and stuff.
We could try to call the McDonald's.
Oh,
and ask if they have any chicken heads.
Hey, yeah, Rob, why don't you give me that number? Give me that number.
Hello, McDonald's? I'd like 10 fried chicken heads. How do you like your chicken heads?
Wow. Nice and brown.
We'll brown them up for you. Here they are.
Upside down.
Delicious chicken heads.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hi.
Goddamn, that's a great story.
Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was listening to you talk about the chicken McNoggin. We had a similar situation like that when my son was little. We had some Heinz pears that we were feeding to him. When we got down to the bottom of the jar, we found several large pieces of glass broken, apparently from another jar during manufacturing. And we tried to sue Heinz as a result, and they struck
did your,
us out.
Did your lawsuit take as long as this story is taking?
And?
They refer you to the Food Processors Association, and you're lucky if you get a $50 courtesy settlement. And
hold on. Wait a minute. You're telling me that you found glass, broken glass, in baby food?
That's right.
And how much did you get?
$50.
Okay, $50. You need to get a better lawyer.
Yeah, you got
to
get a lawyer. Did you get a lawyer?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. And the problem was, unless you can show that there was an injury, you really don't have much of a claim, no matter how outrageous.
I gotta think you had a crappy lawyer.
Emotional trauma, pain, and suffering.
Yes,
we tried all that.
Oh, no, you must have had a bad lawyer.
Yeah.
Actually, he was quite good. But
no, I'm telling you, your lawyer sucked. If you had baby food that had broken glass in the jar of baby food, and your settlement was $50,
wow.
And that was just a courtesy settlement.
Your lawyer sucks.
Yeah.
$50.
We pursued this at great lengths because I was really outraged by it.
That's incredible.
I'd like to interview your lawyer. Why don't you hold on and give us your lawyer's telephone number?
At least this woman didn't eat the chicken head. If she had, she might have had
ate the chicken head, she would have destroyed the evidence she has.
Yeah, but I would have, if I had that information, just based on what this guy said, I'd take a little bite out of the chicken head and just go, oh, I'm sick.
Yeah, well, she probably would have had more of a case, although in our case...
please, come on. Yeah. Goodbye. In our case. Ooh. I'm going to tell you something. I find broken glass in a jar of baby food.
Uh-huh.
You know what I do? Well, first call is to Ken Stevens, and I say, hey, Ken, F you. Then the second call is to Jeremy Coleman, and I say, hey, F you. And then the third call is to the Cayman Islands, where I say, I'd like to buy the islands. And then I call a lawyer.
Yeah.
And then I find out how much money I'm going to get.
That's incredible. Well, it happens all the time in, mass-processed food, but this,
never this good.
This is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to try the woman.
Obviously, McDonald's, what they would really want isn't happening. They don't want to see this all over the papers and in the TV.
No, it's grand.
Too late now.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And you got to go to this TV station website to get the real picture.
That site is swamped today, by the way.
Have you not been able to get through, Buzz?
Yeah, I got through. I'm there, but it wasn't easy. Yeah.
McNoggin just cracks me up.
We deserve a beach today.
Not there. Hello? Hello, hi. Is this Mrs. Ortega?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, listen, my name is Don Geronimo, and this is my friend Mike O'Mara.
How do you do?
We are disc jockeys, and we are also lawyers. We would like to represent you in your $500 million lawsuit against McDonald's.
If anybody asks you about this, just mention also that you did have a bite of that chicken head, and it made you feel awful.
And what I'd like you to do is, if anybody asks you about this, if you're interviewed or something, right before you're interviewed on TV, go in the bathroom and put a couple of fingers down your throat and just get a little bile upchuck happening.
Right.
And then you come out to be interviewed on TV.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. They didn't get the rest of my message. Just let it dribble down your chin.
Let it ooze.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
And furthermore, get yourself some Ax-Lax or something.
Yes, and just say you've got the sick poops.
Yeah, so you start having, like, bad diarrhea and
stuff. Fantastic. You want to prove some injury. See, we learned from that last caller, even though he was a little sluggish.
I'm telling you, we could win this lawsuit in our sleep. We could be fast asleep, but we could get $500 million for this, babe.
Absolutely.
And let this be a lesson to the Washington metro area McDonald's.
Right.
This would not be happening today.
Right.
If you simply would have seen the light and advertised on our show.
Yes, and if you'd like to buy a schedule today, we'd be willing to stop this and nip it right in the bud.
That's right. We can guarantee a settlement with, what's this woman's name? With Catherine Ortega.
Ortega.
We can guarantee a settlement with Mrs. Ortega.
Right.
All right, let's call the McDonald's and see if they want to go on the air.
By the way, I checked. That little TV station's website is getting 40,000 hits an hour.
Wow. Yeah. Everybody wants to look at Mayor McRooster.
That's funny. That's the best place to look at it, incidentally.
And it is a classic chicken head, although it's available on a lot of websites now.
Oh, this is McDonald's.
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show from CBS. Do you mind going on the air with us?
No, I do not.
Okay, thank you.
How you doing today? I guess she didn't understand the question.
No.
See, technically, when she said she doesn't mind, she actually really meant she didn't want to go on the air.
All right, then I will call back off the air.
They have hired a lawyer now.
Oh, they have?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, good for them. McDonald's asked for the head for inspection, but...
Yes, hi, is this McDonald's? I found a baby's hand in my Big Mac last night. Five fingers, fingernails. Hello?
Oh, God. It's fun, isn't it?
Okay, hold on one more.
It is fun. Oh, too much fun.
I only wish we could do this on the air in the good old days.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah.
Is this McDonald's restaurant? Hello, I ordered a chocolate shake in your drive-thru today, and I believe it had feces in it. human feces. And my child found a human head in this hot apple pie. Hello? If it was a real little head, like Beetlejuice had. You know how Beetlejuice had the giant body?
It was a shrunken head.
The teeny head. No, she hung up.
Could I do one? Just one?
Sure. All right, hold on. Let me dial it up for you.
Okay, wait, very good.
Hold on. All right, now hold on. Let me put it on hold after it starts ringing. Okay, pick up the hotline. There you go.
Waiting for it to ring now. Answer, be answered. Now that's ringing.
McDonald's? She hung up right away.
Huh.
I'm sorry. Couldn't help myself.
Oh, man.
Just wanted to be silly. Yes, but I still wanted to have the pleasure.
Hello? Do you want McDonald's? I found human protein on my... Hello?
Now they're done.
She's gone.
Man. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, rough day.
Too much
them.
Fun. Oh, wow.
Oh, goddamn.
Well, there it is. All there on that website, the chicken's head.
www.wvec.com. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
McDonald's...
Wetting the details.
Did ask if they could inspect the chicken head, and the Ortegas refused to turn it over to them. And now that they've hired an attorney, they say that their children are having nightmares, had nightmares last night about the chicken's head.
Good. I would have advised, yes. I would have advised the Ortegas exactly the same
route.
That's right.
More power to them.
Right. Mommy, we are having nightmares about the chicken head that we almost ate from Ronald McDonald.
I am very afraid of the fried chicken head.
Mommy, Mayor McCheese is chasing me all over my bedroom.
I feel sick.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, so that's...
To be continued, yeah.
That's our lead story today. Jesus Christ. You know, hey, Rob, why don't you call seriously and see if you can get a manager. Tell them that you're calling from CBS.
Okay.
And see if a manager would come on the air with us.
Very good.
You know, pull the whole CBS thing.
Absolutely.
Tell them you're calling from CBS News.
CBS.
Because Buzz does the news here. We heard Buzz yesterday answer his telephone by saying newsroom.
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 News. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm a police officer from a major metropolitan area about a north of you by a half hour. And
right,
I just wanted to let you know.
That translated a Baltimore.
Right. Yes.
I just wanted to let you know, about 2 months ago, I got a call for a sick case. Went to the hospital where the sick case was called from.
What's a sick case?
Sick person.
Okay.
Which, you know, surprised me being at a hospital and all. But I went there, and there was a person that ordered a order of chicken from a major food chain in Baltimore.
Right.
And in it, they found a decapitated rat with the tail and legs still attached, deep fried and battered.
Oh, my God.
Wow. They x-rayed it. You could see the bones and stuff in the tail of the rat.
It wasn't English's chicken, was it?
That I'm aware of.
There's no way they deep fry a rat. No way. English's chicken is pure and pristine, and they wouldn't have no heads in there either.
All right, so the lady finds a rat in her chicken bucket. What was the upshot?
I took the report for it, and that's as far as I went. I haven't heard anything else. They kept it, on the quiet end on the news and stuff.
All right, thank you, Officer Friendly. Rob has Rob has an update for us, though. Robbie?
Phone's off the hook.
Phone is off the hook. All right, sure. Hold on.
I'll keep trying.
Here, let me try it again. Hold on a second.
Wow. There we go.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, well. I'll try again in a few minutes.
I found a human head.
Hey, why don't we try Hamburger U? Hey, Buzz, do you remember that place on the Kennedy Expressway?
Just outside of Chicago.
Yeah, we used to see it every morning. We drive to work in Chicago.
Hamburger University.
Hamburger University, where they would actually send schmucks... Like to this Minai College.
To learn the ropes of being McDonald's managers.
Yeah, like you got to go to a college to learn how to do that.
Exactly.
A four-year program?
Yeah. I think it was a four-minute program, Rob.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike show. God damn, that's great.
I wonder if they have Charlie Broyho on the menu. I could have pumpkin for dessert.
Wow, somebody that's sort of a gay reference to Charlie Broyho.
Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, hi.
Hey, mate, you guys remember that Mexican restaurant right up the street from you guys that shut down there?
Yeah, Trey Diarrhea?
Exactly.
Is that the one? Okay, I gotcha.
Well, you know, it was about 6 years ago. I got them for $1,000. It was, of all time, Cinco de Mayo, right? So me and my girlfriend, I was going to school up at Mason. And me and my girlfriend go up there, and, you know, we're ordering drinks, and I'm drinking my pina colada. And it starts crunching, and I'm like, well, you know, maybe that's sugar or something, you know. I'm picking out, and there's glass in my teeth, right?
Oh, wow. And so how'd you get the $1,000?
Well, what happens is, I tell the manager, and he accused me of throwing the glass in there myself, and I was like, whatever, you know. I didn't have health insurance or anything, so, you know, I was like, call the police, whatever. And I talked to a lawyer afterwards, and he said, you don't even know. You know, you don't even need to. I'll give the guys a call. They called him up. They settled out of court, $1,000, man. Mm. I was like, either give me $1,000 or I'm going to be the fourth amigo, you know?
See, tell me that the guy who found the glass in the baby food didn't have a schmuck for a lawyer.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. I mean, that he would only get
$50. $50.
Your baby. You know, glass in your baby food.
Right. $50 American. Well, listen, anybody who wants to join the freak show today, if you want to come down and eat a chicken head.
Right, absolutely.
You know, that would be perfectly acceptable.
Deep fried chicken head.
Are you calling Hamburger U?
No, I got the McDonald's is ringing.
Okay, great. Mm. Then play it straight.
Hi, could I speak to your manager, please? Oh, hi. What's your name, ma'am? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ask. My name is Rob Spiewak. I'm calling from CBS News in Washington, D.C., and I was wondering if a few minutes you'd go on the air with us and talk about this chicken situation.
On the Face the Nation show.
Who would return the call? Oh, the owner would? Oh, that'd be excellent. Okay, my name is Rob, R-O-B-B.
Two B's.
Spiewak, S-P-E-W-A-K.
And CBS opens lots of doors, man.
Absolutely,
yeah.
It does.
And the number I would...
Okay,
he's got to give the number, so we have to... Yes, we have to talk now.
Talk louder.
The secret
we
number.
We have to talk louder now, because he's giving out the hotline number.
Secret McDonald's hotline.
Hotline number.
John Smith is the owner who'd be calling.
Oh, very good.
Yes, thank you for your time. We look forward to the call. We're on the air until 7.
Tell her it's CBS News Face the Nation.
CBS News Face the Nation program. Thank you. Bye-bye. Our owners should be calling us back.
That's well, in a way, we are facing the nation. Every
we are, day. Right now, yeah. We have a national show. We're nationally
syndicated. Absolutely.
We face the nation every day.
Face the nation.
You think it's an easy thing to do, to come in here and do this show and face these people every day?
No, of course it isn't.
Jesus Christ. And I know everybody's calling now with their stories about bad stuff that happened in the food.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know if we have anybody, especially those in D.C.,
yes,
who were down today and got into the Supreme Court. Last night when I got home, I turned on the news and I saw that there were people in sleeping bags. It was like 20 degrees last night in D.C.
Yeah, there were people like in a rock concert getting tickets that were waiting to get seats in the big hearing for the election.
So the first 50 people who were in line got in and got to stay for the entire 90 minutes today that this Supreme Court show went on. Beyond that, they were rotating people every 3 minutes.
You mean you'd only go in there for 3 minutes?
You could come in, sit down for 3 minutes,
right.
Then they would come over, ask you to leave, and they would bring in another group of people.
File that under not worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the whole thing, I mean, based on what I heard of the tape, didn't sound like it was very exciting.
And the most ridiculous part of all of this was even more ridiculous than the people who were waiting in line. And I'd love to talk to someone who waited in line
right.
and got in and could tell us what it was like in there, was at 10 o'clock, all the networks came on this morning with bulletins.
Mm-hmm.
They all did. They all broke in and said, it's starting now. Now, keep in mind, there's no cameras in there.
Right.
So they couldn't do anything. They said, we'll come back as soon as we have something.
As soon as we have the tape that they're going to release.
They come back at 11:30, and on all the channels, Channel 2, Channel 7, Channel 5, every channel, it's like watching television if you're deaf. Because what they're doing is, they're playing an audio tape
right.
of the Supreme Court hearing,
mm-hmm.
and either in the upper or the bottom, they got a scroll going
right.
where they're closed captioning
right.
every word that was said.
And it's tedious as all get out.
And what I love is the fact that some channels have closed caption people who are obviously miraculous. Like, I
right.
watched on CNN, virtually perfect. I turned over to NBC, and, like, they're misspelling words,
yes.
and when it's supposed to be the, it would say T-H-E-E-E-E-E-E.
The most fun thing to watch on any news broadcast is a live news broadcast, like on Headline News,
mm-hmm.
with closed captions,
yeah.
when they're really trying to go as fast as they can. Like, if you ever want to watch something funny, if you've got the bad person that's doing Headline News, watch the Headline News closed captioning when they get to Headline Sports. And those guys fly through it, and they can't do it. They actually can't keep up. It's hysterical.
But the best one, I thought, was CNN, because whoever it was on CNN was fast with a keyboard.
Right.
They would even type in when the lawyers would say,
right.
You would actually see U-M-M-M-M, mm-hmm. dot, dot, dot.
I wonder if they got it early enough where they were able to do it in advance?
Mm-mm. They all got it at the same time.
Okay, so it was a live person doing it.
So all the stations were getting the feed. It was released at exactly the same time at 11:30.
Right, right.
And I guess it's just, it's luck of the draw that you have someone good on the keyboard mm-hmm. who can run all that stuff through. I watched it for about 5 minutes. I was bored out of my freaking mind.
Sure. It is a new level of boredom, I'll tell you right now.
It was effing ponderous.
It's so funny to hear the analysis when they, you know, they get the statistics because they have nothing else to report, and they said, well, the Bush attorneys were interrupted more than the Gore attorneys, but we cannot make any assessment based on that.
You know what the bottom line on this is, really, I think, after listening to part of this and trying to educate myself, that basically the Supreme Court's got the pussy out on it.
It sounds like it.
And they're going to say, hey, we don't want to F with this.
Right.
We're going to send this to Congress.
You're right.
You know, the Supreme Court could do a lot of good. They could, couldn't they clean it all up if they wanted to?
If all nine of them
were unanimous and they said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to say, hey, the election's final, or we're going to say, count all the ballots, and then that's it. They could, couldn't they? Don't they have the power to do that?
Sure they do. They're the freaking Supreme Court.
They are the number one voice in the land.
And
right?
on issues like this, they usually are unanimous, even though about half of them are conservatives and about half liberal. Whenever they come to a decision, that decision is usually a compromise that then they all agree on.
Well, no, that's what I heard today, is that most likely it'd be a 5-4, that the nine of them are not going to come together. And listen, I've never paid much attention to politics. I've never paid much attention to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've seen them and I've heard them speak,
mm-hmm.
what's the odds that we get someone, let's say, under the age of 100 to be a Supreme Court justice?
Well, there's some young ones now.
Name one.
Antonin Scalia.
I saw
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Anthony Kennedy.
Oh, please. Would you do Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
No, she is relatively, you compare her to the Chief Justice William Rehnquist.
What I'm saying is...
And she's a spring chicken.
What I'm saying
chicken
is...
Chicken fried chicken head.
You need to get some younger people on the Supreme Court.
I don't think of that. You know, I think when they start, they're usually in their mid to late 50s.
I know, because it's a job that they don't want to give up because it's such a great gig. I'm saying...
But that's when they're named to the Supreme Court. The very first time, they're usually at that point.
That's what I'm saying.
And then they just grow old.
Right, they don't want to give up the job.
Well, it's, you know, appointed for life.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we take a couple of them out and put, like, let Carson Daly be one.
Oh, dear.
I'm saying let Tom Bergeron, the host of the Hollywood Squares, let him be a Supreme Court justice.
You know, I would love to know who the youngest Supreme Court justice was. I don't know how young, but I mean, yeah, I'm sure you can.
They're all as old as dirt.
They look it, but they're really not.
They're very old. There's no way they're in touch with what young people, and I consider myself in this case
not hip,
to be young.
Right.
There's not a chance that they know anything about the Backstreet Boys.
True. That's probably true.
Okay?
I find that comforting.
There's not a chance that they know one Metallica song.
Yes, you're right about that. I guarantee you that. I would say that would
There's not a chance.
That would be almost a slam dunk bet that you could go right down the line and they probably wouldn't know Metallica.
There's not a chance they've seen The Sixth Sense.
I would say
that's
not true.
Yeah.
I would say that at
out
least
of nine,
out of nine, one of them has seen those.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I think I've just proven my point. One out of nine has seen The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the last...
Well, they work real hard, you know?
Oh, please. They work hard. 90 minutes. We work longer than that.
They work all the time, you know?
Oh, bull ass. Did you hear this today? 90 minutes. That's it.
Well, that's the that's the hearing.
Yeah, and now what you know what
now
they do?
Back to the typewriters. You know what, seriously, they do? Now they go back and they have their clerks do all the work.
That's right.
Yeah. And they put their feet up and they're going to eat and they're going to drink and they're going to, you know, take their robes off and have some fun. And
you do have a lot of old ones on there.
You sure do.
Buzz, can you name every Supreme Court justice?
No, I can't name all of them.
I can.
Wow.
I think.
Go ahead.
Go.
Antonin Scalia,
mm-hmm.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
right.
Sandra Day O'Connor,
right.
William Rehnquist,
mm-hmm.
John Paul Stevens.
Right.
Anthony Kennedy,
uh-huh.
David Souter,
right,
and I might be out.
Too short.
I might be out.
Yeah,
I might be out by one or two. Mm.
Okay.
I can't think of any more.
Did very well.
Here you go. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Tom Bergeron,
right.
Carson Daly,
yeah.
David Spade.
Now, what? You just screwed me up with the list right there.
Kid Rock.
What is the list we're making here?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes. The new Supreme Court.
He's doing the Florida Supreme Court.
No. I'm giving you the current. If I had it, this is what I would have.
Oh, you mean you'd have the court members?
Yes. Yes, you have. Hold on a second. Yes. Christine Aguilera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, because you need a young hottie in there.
Right.
Then you have Dick Van Dyke. You could have one old dude.
Okay.
You know what,
good.
Mike? For you?
Jerry, too?
Jerry Van Dyke.
The Van Dyke boys.
Both of the Van Dyke boys.
Oh, that's a good court.
And then a wild card.
Uh-huh.
Robert De Niro.
Hey, all right. That's a good court.
Now, that's a balanced Supreme Court.
Yeah. Interesting. And see, you've nominated them without even caring about their politics.
So, you know, as a matter of fact, you'd be happy. They're all most likely in entertainment, so they're almost likely Democrats.
That's good.
I mean, I don't care. They're supposed to be fair.
Right.
It's just, I watched it today, and you know what it was like? It was like Thanksgiving dinner with all of Frida's relatives. To hear all these old people talk, can you clarify and Article number 2, section number 5.
I tell you, if they decide to do nothing, I'm pissed. And that judge in, is it Tallahassee?
Right.
That had that whole convoy brought up from down in Palm Beach in Dade County.
Oh, the Ryder truck.
If he decides to not count him, he's a dick, too.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the two things. I'll be pissed off at either situation.
Let me see if we got anybody who was actually there today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Because they could tell us how old those dudes are. And dudes and dudettes.
The age of the Supreme Court?
Were you there?
No, but I've got the age of the youngest Supreme Court member.
Oh, who's the youngest one ever?
That's Clarence Thomas.
Ah, and that's the one I forgot, Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, how old is he?
He's 52.
All right.
He was appointed by Bush in 91.
Mm-hmm. Was he the youngest in history?
Well, that's pretty young. That's 43.
Yeah, that is pretty young.
Yeah. That's a good age. They should all be 43.
He's the one that had the, you know, the Coca-Cola with the hair on it.
Right, yeah, Anita Hill's pubic hair.
Right.
I remember that. I like that. He's a horny dude. I'd leave him.
Okay.
I'd let him stay.
That's based on his horniness?
Yeah.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, were you there?
No, I wasn't there, but I think you're missing one voice of our generation.
Who's that?
Carrot Top.
You have to have a little levity, and why not put a failing comedian on there?
Yeah, good idea.
Oh, the top.
How about if the Supreme Court was just all lame comedians like Carrot Top and Pauly Shore?
Have an older statesman, Fred Travellina.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Kippadonna.
Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike. I'm going to tell you guys who
Keep
the,
our beauty.
The youngest appointee ever was to Supreme Court.
Both of the Gallaghers, Buzz.
Yes, please.
Gallagher and his twin brother.
His evil twin.
All right, go ahead. Who was it?
It's Joseph Story, and he was 32 years old.
Wow. Well, good. He should still have the job. I also think we should have Robbie Knievel as a Supreme Court justice.
He should still have the job. I think to still have the job, you might have to, like, dig him up, though.
Not Robbie Knievel.
No, the guy that he was saying. That guy
yeah,
probably.
Story.
Oh, that was like something old out of history?
I think it's olden times.
Oh, gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
The oldest Supreme Court justice is John Paul Stevens, I think.
Okay, thank you.
In his 80s,
I was looking for anybody who was actually there today. Hello,
hey,
Don.
Don't you think that's the kind of like the rock star name, though? John Paul Stevens.
Yeah. When I hear that, I think of that dude from Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
John Paul Jones.
Absolutely.
Kashmir, man. Hello, I'm John Paul Stevens. Get out of my court. I can fix this election. My Don has a bitchin' set of tools. Hello, Don and Mike.
Did somebody cluck McDonald's?
What?
No, not did, good. Not
did,
funny at
did
all.
Did somebody cluck McDonald's?
Not funny at all.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man, I was there today.
You know what? That's an awful cell phone. We finally got a guy who was there, and listen to this connection we have.
I was there.
Jesus, that's an awful connection.
I see it, but I can't hear you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, were you there?
Well, I was in line.
You were in line?
Yeah, I was one of the idiots who was in line.
And you didn't make it?
That what happened was I was number 44, and I counted it, and I got there about number 44.
You don't strike me as a legal scholar, sir.
No, it's something that doesn't happen that often, so I figured I'd go for, just to see it.
For snacks, sure.
And I'm sitting there at night, waiting, you know, sleeping through the night, and I fell asleep, and next thing I know, I wake up, I'm like 59. A little bit... pumps cut in front of me.
Well, you still should have been able to get it, even at 59, because they started rotating.
I said, if I'm not going to be there for the whole thing, what the hell? I'll go home.
Yeah, you know, that's what I do, too. I mean, if you're not going to be there for the whole, what's the point of going in for 3 minutes?
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, man.
Thank you.
This is Jay.
Well, listen, maybe somebody at some point today will call who was actually there. I'd like to know what it was like in there. Actually, they got all kinds of weird rules, too. Like, if you come in and you stay for the whole thing,
right.
Then if you got to pee or something, it's too bad you can't get up to go to the bathroom.
No, well, they hand out catheters when you go in and bags so that you don't have to disrupt the court.
Clear the lines, please. Let's get a call 100 going.
May it please the court, I'm going to go into my bag, Your Honor.
A prize package selected especially for you. And then I think the freaks are here. We're going to actually start the freak show. Phone number 877-365-3636. Of course, we're still waiting for the manager of that McDonald's with the chicken head to call us back.
Absolutely.
Lots of stuff happening on today's show. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn in Morning.
Yeah, we both did. She went to college, too.
I went to Normandale for about a year and a half.
Yeah, that's where we met.
But I dropped out, though.
Yeah, she dropped.
Yeah.
So where are you girls from?
Chaska.
Le Sueur. But I went to high school in White Bear Lake.
Go Bears.
Yeah, go Bears. Yeah.
I always take you with me. Everywhere I go.
All frauds are your utmost concern. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get a winner. Then we'll start bringing some of the freaks in here. They're starting to gather in the lobby. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Well, I was wondering what caller I am.
Where is the civility?
Yes. Well, you just said, who is this? And normally someone would identify themselves.
Oh, I am so sorry. My name is Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen. Where are you from, Gwen?
I am from Columbia, Maryland.
Gwen, you in fact are the 100th caller.
Get out of here, really?
Get out of town. Gwen, for you, we have the WCW Fun Pack for you and three friends, including close tickets to WCW Starrcade 2000, MCI Center, December 17.
That sounds great.
Are you a fan of the wrestling?
I will do, yes, absolutely.
All right, well, then you'll see Goldberg, Booker T, and our favorite, the guy we root for, Diamond Dallas Page, and other WCW stars rock the MCI Center. Have a great time.
Well, thank you so very much.
Thank you. Hold on just a second.
Thank you so very much.
Before we bring our first freak in, I want to mention again that tomorrow morning we're going to be playing paintball against the sales slug.
That's tomorrow?
Yep. against the reptiles. You know it is, Toju.
Toju.
I mean,
you know what? Hey, I should say, go ahead. I mean, give the plug, because then I'll say what we were doing in the office.
Tomorrow morning, we will be playing paintball against the sales staff on Saturday, tomorrow, December 2nd, at Pev's Paintball. Everyone is welcome to come out, cheer us on, root us on to victory. No cover, no admission.
Cool.
Come on out. Go online at www.pevs.com.
And we were like the evil Axis powers in the office today, as Don and I were discussing the game plan. And tomorrow when we get there, Don and I have devised a plan. Don, of course, will not be participating. He will be on the ridge looking down on the battle.
You know, I feel like a pussy, but I have to have really major surgery done in less than 2 weeks now, and I'm going through a battery of tests with these doctors. They're injecting stuff into my side,
and they don't want you to be jumping around at all.
Yeah, and they don't think it'd be good to be pelted with paintballs right on my side. So I'm just going to be there. And Mike, I'm bringing the walkie-talkies.
Oh,
so you and I can be in constant communication.
Absolutely, that's fantastic.
Because I believe that the way it's set up is, I'm going to be on Coward's Corner with Rob Spiewak.
Very good.
And Rob and I will be offering color commentary on the fight.
Good.
And you'll hear the tape on Monday. And actually, Mike will be leading the forces into battle. And we have come up with what we think is a dynamite plan to annihilate the sales staff.
I just want our team to know that in every conflict, sacrifices have to be made. Don, the ultimate sacrifice has to be made. And
don't say it to me.
You know, I'll tell a lot of people, Buzz, the ultimate sacrifice has to be made.
I'm real surprised.
You're not the only one, Buzz.
Yes, I know.
But, I mean, I don't want to tip my hand here.
Right.
But there will be some, you know, some suicide missions.
Will I have a chance to take somebody out before I die?
And Buzz, you will have a chance. You might make it.
Excellent.
You might make
That'd
it.
Be great.
No, he won't, Mike.
You and Jim McClure might make it.
You won't make it.
I'll tell you right now.
It's kamikaze mission. That's what you're doing.
I understand. What it is designed, if we can distract... Hey, I shouldn't give the plan.
Don't give the game plan away, though.
Shouldn't give the plan away.
We have come up with, we have devised a beautiful plan. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we're giving away any secrets.
Right.
We say that some of our soldiers on our team will be human shields and will be sacrificed for the greater good tomorrow.
There's one thing I didn't tell you in the office. You know, the last paintball game, I was ambushed. Do you remember when I was ambushed and
yes.
I was shot in the neck? I will need, because I am the general, and my presence on the battlefield is the most important, I will need my own security detail. I will need two people to protect me at all times. Yes, that's what I'll need. How many total people are we going to have on our team?
I think we got at least 10 or 11.
10 or 11? Okay, so that means we have two that are going to do that one thing we talked about.
Yes.
Two that are going to do that thing that we talked about.
Right, then
that's
you get two with you.
Two with me, my security detail, and then we'll have some people to protect the fort.
Yes.
Fantastic.
That's a great plan.
It's great. And, you know, even though I will have a security detail, I will be an active warrior.
However, the members of your security detail, their primary job
is to keep me alive.
Will be to keep Toju alive.
I mean, one on my right, one on my left, watching me as we advance so I can get off the, you know, the headshots.
The clean shots.
The clean shots.
The money shots.
The money shots.
So to speak.
I'm actually getting a little pumped up for this now.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Tomorrow morning at Pez Paintball, conveniently located in the armpit of Northern Virginia, Woodbridge, Virginia.
Right.
We will start playing tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, so come out and root for the good guys.
It'll be a good day to die.
Rob?
Yes.
Give me a call in the morning, please. I never ask you for that. This is one of those type of things.
But you need a wake-up call tomorrow?
No, I don't need a wake-up call. I, for some reason, right now, as we talk about this, it's just one of those things where I every now and then, I just feel as though this is something that could escape me.
What time?
Call me at 8 o'clock. Or 9 o'clock when you get
What up. You should do? Oh,
no. You got to be there by 9:30.
You got to be there by 9:30.
No.
Give me a call at 8 o'clock.
You should actually just stay up tonight.
Stay up all night.
Just focus, and that way you'd no chance to fall.
I'll call my wife during the break and have her put up the big posters.
Above the
when
bed?
When I really need to remember something.
I'll call you.
Okay. Because I asked Rob what he was doing this weekend and he during the break, and he was going through what he's doing, and he said, of course, paintball tomorrow. I'm like, oh, that's right. That scared me a little bit.
General.
All right.
Being Friday and all.
Tomorrow morning, it's happening. Pez Paintball. We'll see you there.
And for Don.
And you will hear the entire thing. Told you, Mike.
Tojo.
God damn it.
Tojo.
I'm going to write that down.
Tojo. T-O-J-O.
Tojo.
You can't spell Tojo without J-O.
Tojo.
Very good.
Mike is Tojo. Gotcha. Could you give me my General Custer costume?
Oh, my God. It slipped my mind.
You forgot that?
Everybody's forgetting things.
Oh,
hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, my name is Ashley from North Carolina, and I was wanting to stir the soup.
You was wanting to stir the soup? That would be fantastic, Ashley. We love it when you stir the soup. Hold on. Is this a man?
No.
Really?
Yes.
You're really not a guy?
No.
Yeah.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Cameron Diaz?
No. I got a good feeling this is a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, against my better judgment, we'll let you go ahead and stir the soup. But if you turn out to be a guy, then you got to give me my props.
Oh, no, I'm not. Trust me.
All right, you ready? What are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
You're completely naked?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And you're going to make soup for us?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, go ahead. As you know, the best soup is homemade.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to enjoying the hot cup of soup.
I know everybody enjoys a nice warm cup of soup, so go ahead.
Are you starting as we're speaking to you right now?
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically making your soup to the sound of our own voices.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to be quiet and just allow you to make the soup.
Do we ever play music while they're making the soup?
No.
No, she doesn't want music.
Covers up the subtleties.
No. Okay.
All right, go ahead, please.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Can you put the phone down by the pot of soup?
Mm-hmm. Did you hear the soup?
Yeah, I think I might have.
Could you actually, let me ask you something. Could you put the phone in the oven?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean by that? Put the phone in the oven?
Put the phone in the pot of soup.
Could you actually do me a favor, take the part of the phone that you talk into.
What?
Take the part of the phone that you're talking into and put it right inside the stove and then say hi, Don and Mike. And
let me
hear if I can hear you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Okay, do it again, but take your time this time.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Wow.
Wow, that must be one. You must have one big stove.
You know, you could actually use the phone as the soup ladle. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Permanently.
Why don't you do that?
And we'll just listen.
Go ahead.
Make
soup with the phone.
Well, no, I think we'd hear something, I would think.
Would we hear friction or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's fixed.
Rubbing against the place where you go.
It was.
Buzz has a good memory.
What's she doing?
Hello?
Bonnie?
Hello?
Well, yeah, we couldn't hear anything.
We didn't hear anything.
You didn't hear that?
Nothing. No. Why don't you just go back to use, use your fingers.
To make the soup. How you doing?
Good.
All right, go ahead. You're listening to the sounds of a cooking demonstration.
Yes, sir.
On the Don and Mike Show.
During the holiday season, always enjoy a cup of soup.
From Kraft.
Take soup, Kraft baby marshmallows. Kraft cheddar cheese.
And a chicken head from McDonald's.
Chill, heat, and serve.
A delicious recipe. From Kraft.
Oh, that smells like good soup. I can smell it through the phone.
Good soup is nirvana. Are you through?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good.
Bravo.
Okay, well, listen. We would ask you to do what all great chefs do and lick the spoon.
All different sizes.
Turn your radio down there, honey. Honey?
Hey, hello?
Yeah?
What are you doing there?
Nothing.
Okay, lick the spoon.
Okay.
How's the soup?
My boyfriend's here.
Oh, he is?
Boyfriend's there.
Was he watching you make soup?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say the flavor of today's soup was?
What would you say the flavor of today's soup is?
Wow.
Creamy.
There you go.
Creamy. It wasn't tomato, was it?
Ah! Oh, man, I hope it's not cheddar cheese.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love it when girls make soup on this show.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right, well, I guess that was a girl.
Apparently so.
Hello?
Yes.
What'd you say?
I guess you were a girl indeed.
Oh, I'd hope so.
Okay.
All right, have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you. Hey, listen, hold on a second.
What?
Why don't you just for fun see how much of the
phone.
Okay. And then, well, she's got to say something, though. So we
did
can...
you hear that?
Okay. Put as much of the phone...
Yeah, and use the end you're talking to.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
Well, we didn't hear it that
okay.
well.
Okay.
Hold on. Put as much of that as you can in the oven and continue to talk for like 30 seconds.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
Anything. Just say hi, la, 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 you know, just make some sounds.
Hold on.
Okay, here we go.
Did you hear that?
You gotta do it longer than that, though.
Oh, God, I can't talk for 30 seconds straight.
No, sing God Bless America.
Yes, yeah, or Jingle Bells.
I can't do that.
Oh, come on, sure you can. You just made soup.
I'm already putting the thing in the oven, so what else do you expect?
Just go la, 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 la. You know, just go la, la, la for a few seconds more.
Okay,
thank you.
There.
Oh, no.
She doesn't get it. I believe.
Oh, my God.
I believe she's putting the phone there.
Yeah, I think it sounded like that.
Let me talk to your boyfriend.
Okay, hold on. Hey, come here.
What is that in the background? The television?
It might be our show.
Not so high.
No, you're right, though. It might be a TV. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Cleet? Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, listen. Here's what we'd like you to do. You know where your girlfriend's been putting that phone?
Yeah.
Have you been watching?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We'd like you to put the phone there. And keep it there and have her sing Jingle Bells.
Or just talk to her. Just so, you know, for about 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
And incidentally, put the phone in
the oven.
As far as it'll go.
All righty. Hang on.
Jesus. What is that?
What do you think it is? Well, you act like you're confused. I think he's doing what you said and you told him to do.
Oh, I got you. So he's actually putting the phone
in the oven, I believe.
But still no singing.
Hello?
No, they're not bright enough to talk.
No, but I think we're getting the sound. What we're getting is that
yeah.
That sound of the oven. Oh, God.
You're hearing sound.
It's hard work.
That was some fine southern cooking there.
That was excellent. Thank you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You made our day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm. Hey, wash that phone. Or at least, she's gone.
They're gone.
At least wipe it off.
Here.
Before you use it again.
Yeah, because there's soup all over it.
Otherwise, you know, the next person picks up that phone, you go, wow.
Man.
Ew.
Of course, it's their phone. Yeah. He'd always remember the soup.
Yeah, but what if someone else came over? A friend came over to use the phone or something.
And please, whatever you do, never use a public phone like that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I was thinking Homo Joe would be a good Chief Justice for your Supreme Court. He's always such a good arbiter at the beach house.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind having a homo on the Supreme Court. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Hey, listen, why don't we bring in our first freak.
Fantastic.
Here to compete for $1,000. I almost forgot that today is Freak Show Friday. I don't know which guy's coming in first. If it's the guy who can make his testicles beat like a heartbeat, or if it's the guy who's going to eat matches.
Or the girl that can turn her elbows, her armpits inside out.
I'm not sure. Lisa, just bring one of them in. Let's meet one of our...
Just saw Lisa go running by the window. She's going to get a freak.
Let's meet one of our freaks right now. The prize we're giving away... $1,000, courtesy of Hotwire.com.
Wow.
The brand new online travel company that makes it simple for you to get a great deal on travel. Hotwire gives you the best fare with no hassle. No bidding, no guesswork. Hotwire, a great trip, starts with a great deal.
All right, I see Lisa coming down the hallway now.
Mm-hmm.
She has a freak in back of her. It's a guy, I'll tell you that.
And incidentally, for you guys working on the show in the back room and you listening to the show upstairs, the program director, I'm ignoring your missive. Okay? During that whole thing, they came in with a sign for me that says, you must play music underneath the sound of the stirring of the soup.
Okay.
So that you couldn't hear the sound of a girl moaning on the air.
Oh, all right.
And you did no, it's not all right, because I'm tired.
I'm sick and tired.
No, really. The freaking double standard that exists in this company. You know, I realize that I can't say names about some people who work in this company, but I know that there are radio shows on Infinity where girls moan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
I know that when we had Mr. 40 in here the other day, here's the latest thing. I didn't even mention this on the air. They said, Mr. 40 can't drink.
Right.
When he's in here. He can't drink. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know of other Infinity shows where people come in and drink on the air.
Yeah, so either make it consistent.
Yeah, and then you remember last week we had the problem with the voicemail.
Right.
Where we wanted to play the voicemail, they deleted that out. Well, right. I know of other CBS shows where the voicemail is constantly...
Yeah, there is a double standard. They seem to be picking on us unnecessarily, and that's unacceptable.
Oh, so I am just now officially disregarding the rules. And incidentally, Ken, if you're listening... All bets are off about that Patricia Heaton thing being a secret, too. Okay? Yeah, Patricia Heaton, she called the president of CBS TV
mm-hmm.
to try to get us in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
BFD. But they were all flipped out about that. They didn't want us to talk about that.
Well, we have a freak here right now.
I know we do. I'm sorry. We're just getting off on a tangent there.
You're covering a lot of ground there.
I know I was, but,
absolutely.
You know, they were coming in. We're right in the middle of a good bit, and they're coming
right.
in with a note for me that says, you must play music under this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please. Just stop it, you guys. Knock it off.
And Ken might have to call Patricia Heaton himself.
Wow. Is that the latest?
Yeah. How funny is that?
That is. I want to hear. I sure wish that he'd talk about it if he did. But
no,
he won't. He won't.
No, he wouldn't.
It'll never happen.
You know, listen, here's the whole thing. I'm so tired of being... Hi, how you doing, freak?
Good.
Hi, just give me 1 second here. Let me get this off my chest. I'm so tired of being the guy who they call up and they say, listen, you got to do this for the good of the company. You know, for the good of the company, please, if we delete something out, don't get mad about it. Please, for the good of the company, don't talk about the fact that Ken might have to call Patricia Heaton because she didn't like us.
Right, exactly.
And you know what I say? I say, okay. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, as it turns out, nobody else listens to what they say. Right? I mean, I got home last night and I got nothing but emails. Apparently, Opie and Anthony had a great bit yesterday on their show where they had a bus full of naked chicks driving through Manhattan and effing up Clinton's motorcade.
Right?
Right? I mean, listen, great bit.
Right.
A great bit, fantastic bit. I'm sure that somebody said to them,
right,
don't do this.
Were they moaning?
And they went ahead and did it. I don't know. But I know I've heard girls moan on the Opie and Anthony show before.
Sure.
You know, so from now on, it's just carte blanche. I don't give a crap what they say. I really don't. You know, and Jim McClure sitting up there with your hand on the dumbbell. Oh, that's the other thing. That last week I said, or maybe it was this week, I said, and I'll use pig Latin, Ocke Ingre.
Okay. And they killed that also?
Well, yeah, they said that, and they said to me, they yelled at me, and they said, well, why didn't you dump it out? And I said, because.
Well, did they dump it out? I thought we didn't have to worry about that.
They dumped it out, but they said to me, they said, what if the guy upstairs on the dump button wasn't listening to the show?
It's his job to listen to the show.
It's your responsibility to dump things out. And I said, no, I'm tired. Jesus Christ, you and I are like martyrs for this company.
Yeah, we've been good company men. You see,
yeah,
that's the problem.
I'm tired of that. Well, no more. No more. Any girl wants to moan on this show, you can moan. You moan as much as you want.
Moan!
And she wasn't having, you know, she wasn't making soup. That's exactly what she was doing.
Really?
Yes, really. I know that's a shocking revelation, Buzz.
Define diddling. What do you mean by that? No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. What I mean is that...
I understand exactly what you mean.
Digital manipulation.
Right. Of her keyboard.
That's what she was doing. What, Charlie? Oh, now here comes our producer. He's gleeful with this. He loves this. Yes, hi.
Well, I was just telling Rob that I was going to come in and explain to Mike what exactly she was doing.
Oh, all right. Okay. Oh, and listen, and one more thing. Tell McClure, if he's got any balls at all...
He hears you.
He will come discuss this stuff with me because...
Yeah, you know what? I know one of your big issues, too, is this stuff happens always when we're on the playing field. It doesn't happen in pregame, and that's when a lot of it should happen.
And Charlie, I called Charlie today, and I said, listen, you call these effers, and you tell them that me and Mike aren't going to play by these dumb rules anymore because no one else in this company is held to the same standard that we are. And Charlie said, when I got to work today, he called me up. He was out getting his lunch, and he said, hey, you should go find Jim right now. Talk to Jim. He wants to talk to you about these many issues that you brought up.
Right.
So for 45 minutes, I went down the hall and kept going in Jim McClure's office.
What was Jim doing?
He was hiding from me.
Was he really, Charlie?
I don't know that he was technically hiding, but he was in Belichick's office.
But you had told him...
No, I didn't tell him that you would be coming by today. I had said to him a day earlier or so that... You should sit down with Don and go over these things.
You know, here's the problem.
And I think also, I mean, the most legitimate gripe out of all this is that when things are gone over, you know, it's one thing to follow the rules if the rules are the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And they're not.
And they don't seem to be.
And they're not, so I'm not going to follow the rules anymore. I mean, I'm not, unless there's a directive that goes out for every show on CBS and every show has to operate by the same set of rules. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to do it anymore. I mean, like this whole Patricia Heaton thing. I mean, it's past now. It's not as funny now. But I would have loved to have come in on Tuesday and tell you about the incredible pile of S.
Oh, absolutely.
That this thing turned into where she calls Les Moonves and the president of CBS TV calls Ken.
And we believe that Wright was on our side on that.
Yes, yes, right. Patricia Heaton said bad words on our show that we had to delete out.
Mm-hmm.
We treated her with nothing but respect and love.
Yeah, and also the individual that set this up with Patricia Heaton was well aware of the type of show that we do.
Right.
In fact, may have been well aware of the fact that we ask everybody about the sex quiz.
Patricia Heaton's whole thing was she said it was an ambush interview. Well, keep in mind it was set up with a CBS publicist.
Right.
So Ken Stevens has to get a call from Les Moonves, who's the head of CBS television.
Right. Yeah, and when she threatened that, when she was on the show, she actually went through with it. We didn't think that was going
to
happen.
So how funny is that? So Ken has to get a call from Les Moonves. Then Ken has to call whoever the director of programming is for CBS. And he said, well, I don't know, she's really upset about this. So Ken said, well, if she's really upset, maybe you should call Leah Remini or Kevin James.
Yeah, people that have been on the show that know what we do, that know that we're not ambushing anybody.
Or Ray Romano or Brad Garrett or Doris Roberts or any of the other people who have been on the show. And then Ken called me back and he said, okay, I talked to this guy and he's going to call Leah Remini, he's going to call Kevin James. And the worst case scenario is that Ken might have to talk to Patricia Heaton.
We'd love to hear about that. I'd love to hear that conversation.
Which is funny. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's funny. It's great behind-the-scenes stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody who heard Monday's episode of the show when we had the bad meeting with Patricia Heaton knows that that was awkward.
Right.
And the thing is, the next day, all of this crap was happening. Ken started calling me at 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday about this. And the last thing he says to me is, whatever you do, don't mention this on the air. And I said, why? And he said, just do it for the company. And my point today is, I'm tired of doing things for the company.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm tired of doing things. I'm tired of us doing a great bit here today, and they're busy running in with notes saying, you got to play music underneath the sound of a girl moaning. Why? Why? And if that's the rule, make it the rule for every CBS show.
Right.
Because I know it's not. It's just not. It sucks on ice. How you doing, sir? Hi, what's your name?
You got to see a real 100% rave out here.
I'm scared, actually.
Don't be scared.
He's
not all that bad. He's mad, but he does. You don't need to. He's not going to hit you or anything.
He's mad at the dirt.
I'm mad at the dirt. I'm not mad at you.
All right.
I'm tired of working for stupid pricks.
I feel for you. That's why I don't work.
Are you part of the proud 4% who choose not to work in this country?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that may be the proud 3.5% now, right?
Down to that, yes.
Down, really?
Thank you.
The unemployment rate is down to 3.5%.
Yeah, under 4%, so, sure.
Well, listen, what's your name?
My name is Rob.
Rob, where are you from?
I'm from Reston, Virginia.
And Rob, what is it you do? What is your freakish talent?
My freakish talent is I'm going to light a whole book of matches on fire. Actually, as many as you gentlemen would like me to light, stick them in my mouth, and the final book that I light, I will eat it.
Okay, how many books of matches you got there?
Well, these are sponsored by 7-Eleven, I may add.
All right.
Fine. They're a good sponsor of ours.
Well, how many books do you want to try there?
I'll do as many as you guys want to see.
Well, I mean, how many? Do as many as you got?
I got 4 books right here.
All right.
Eat them all.
Do 4. Eat them all.
I'll eat the final one.
Okay.
I'll stick them all in my mouth on fire and then
okay.
Eat
the all right. Very good.
Hey, can I say hi to a couple buddies of mine?
Sure.
Of course.
A little shout out to D-Lo and Petey and Michelle, my girlfriend. Shout out. What's up?
All right. All right, fantastic.
And now I'll start to burn my mouth. Actually, let me tell you something. This is a great weight loss program, too, because if you burn your mouth like I'm about to, you won't eat for 3 months, and okay. You'll look good.
All right, thank you. I'll take that under advisement with the holidays coming.
Okay. Fantastic.
Me,
here we go.
All right, know when to start.
The fire eater,
we're ready.
Begin, please.
Right, here we go. Right, here's book number one.
And put the matches right up to the microphone so we can hear the fire.
There he is.
Right.
He's now lighting.
Lighting them. Okay.
And he, in fact, did take a lit pack of matches,
mm-hmm.
put them in his mouth, and they are extinguished.
All right, that is number one.
Very good.
That was
we are on our way to 4, and then on the 4th one, you will eat.
Yeah, the 4th one I will eat.
Wow. Doesn't that hurt the inside of your mouth?
Not at this time.
Okay.
They feel good right now.
So there's a technique involved, right?
Okay.
Now, do you coat the inside of your mouth with anything?
No, absolutely not. You're welcome to look.
No, okay, I believe you.
All right, very good.
Here we go.
Here comes the second one. The book of matches is lit. All right.
Wow. And then he puts it right in his mouth. Now he made a face that time.
Yeah, he made a face. Sure. And you know what he does is he holds it in there, too. He doesn't just put it in and then take it out. He holds the matches in there. That one That one bugged you a little bit.
It hurt a little bit.
A little bit, okay. Little pain.
Now, is it the lack of oxygen that puts the flame out?
I think that's the secret.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact that you haven't noodled it through.
Yeah, I'm not
All right,
sure.
This is book number three.
I haven't thought much past what I'm doing right now.
Okay, let's listen to the light.
This happens at like 1:30 at a bar, a.m.
Sure. Okay, very good. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. All right, he just put that one in there.
Christ.
Okay. And he blows.
Whoa.
And then he blows,
okay.
He blows smoke out of his
he's
mouth.
He's doing this with a great deal of joy right now.
Little avian.
All right, now he's going to take a little water.
I think that's based on the smoke, right? You got a little smoke? Inhale a little smoke
little
there?
A little smoke, a little sulfur.
A little sulfur, yeah. Kind of nasty, right?
All right, now, this one.
Now, though, I'm ready to go.
This one you're going to eat.
I'll eat this one.
Wow. All right, you're going to eat a pack of matches after you extinguish them in your mouth.
I will fire it up. They'll chill for a minute to mouth temperature, which I'm accustomed to, normal food.
Right.
And then I will chew the paper.
Hey, I like our first freak.
He's going to chew the paper. You're a good
one.
Freak.
Good job.
Freak
one.
All right. Here we go. He put it in his mouth. Here we go.
All right, now he actually blew out some of the smoke.
Right. Right. Blowing out some of the smoke.
All right, now he's pulled off.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, hold that.
We'll have a grenade.
All right, it's like a grenade.
He pulls the cover off.
Yeah. Pulls the cover off. Now he's going to eat the matches. Mm-hmm. All right.
A little tough.
A little tough.
Sure. What he's trying to do is pull apart that piece of cardboard.
Very good.
That the matches are attached.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is eating the matches.
Okay, hold on. Wait till he's... Hold on.
All right.
Are you chewing them now?
Are they warm?
Yes, I am.
How do they taste?
Fajita type?
Southwestern
type.
No, I will swallow them.
Okay. He's swallowing. He's taking a big swig of water, and he will swallow the matches.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Need a little more water to get it down.
Hey!
Amazing.
That is a good first freak.
Now that...
Are you all right? You okay?
I'm insured. I'm fine. Thank you.
That is a freak act unlike one we have ever seen before.
What I enjoyed about that is he was smiling all the way through it. That was a fantastic fire eating.
That's a goddamn good act.
Thank you very much.
That's good. Let's give it another
that's excellent. Gun.
What's your first name again, sir?
I appreciate it. Rob.
Rob. Good
Rob.
Job.
We'll let you know if you win.
All right. Where do I go? Out right. here and just hang
yeah,
out?
Yeah, go out and find Lisa out there.
Good job.
Jesus.
I hate it when I burn the roof of my mouth on hot pizza.
That's fantastic, right? We see we don't need those for souvenirs.
Wow. You know what? It smells like burnt matches.
I like that. You really know the guy's done a good job. What a great attitude.
That was one hell of a talent.
We started with a fire eater.
Yeah.
I like fire eaters.
And then he ate the matches.
He can come to a Las Vegas-style show sometime.
He ate the matches. Great one. Okay, time out.
Wow.
More freaks coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I got to use the Johns.
Why don't you go when we drop Spence off?
I didn't have to go then.
Excuse me for not having a prostate.
If only we could fly.
Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, FIP. Anyone want a soft drink?
This is the Matthews Bridge.
If you don't like them, Cop KFK.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I was the same, of course, from King of Queens.
Right.
I'd like to find out if that episode that I did is going to be on this week or not. Robbie, maybe you could find out about that, please.
They said December.
I don't know how you'd find out.
Go call Leah.
Just call her up.
Sure.
Hello, Donna Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Oh.
Is there something wrong?
Yes.
What's wrong?
Oh, it feels so good.
Do you have an owie?
No.
Yes. Yes, you have an owie. Yes, a bad owie. Bad owie.
Oh.
You need Buzz to kiss that bad owie for you.
Yes.
Owies are bad, aren't they, Buzz?
Yes, they are.
You know what? Hold on. I'm gonna come back to you in a second, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Keep doing what you're doing. Hold on. Thanks for the support.
Appreciate it.
That we really do appreciate. Joining us now,
As someone who's not in the freak show,
he will not be moaning either.
No, joining us from Maui. If there's ever a guy who didn't deserve to be in Maui, it's Rudy Bartsky from USA Today. Hi, Rudy.
How you doing?
What are you doing in Maui? What the hell are you doing in Maui?
Well, we're here. We stayed over a week after Wisconsin, our school, played Hawaii in that big football game last Saturday.
Yeah, after you were there at the Wisconsin game for that work-related endeavor.
Well, it wasn't. It's actually a vacation, guys.
Oh, there you go. All right.
And, you know, I'm taking a normal vacation. Now, your mouse and I are in Maui, and we're at this Grand Wailea Resort, going through here with some friends, looking at this nice place, and wishing you guys were here.
So you are officially on vacation now. You're not writing your column in USA Today?
Not until this coming week.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow. So it's you and friends in Maui.
Yeah.
And how many, we're almost at the end of the year, so it would be a great time to ask Rudy Martsky from USA Today, just how many vacations have you taken this year, Rudy?
This is only three because we had an Olympic year down in Sydney.
Oh, no. Okay, now let's not
a liar.
Okay.
What?
He may have taken 3 weeks of vacation time,
mm-hmm.
but then you have to factor in the fact that he was in Australia for a month.
Yes.
He goes to the Super Bowl every year.
Right.
He goes to the Final Four every year. Do you go to the NBA Finals?
NBA Finals and World Series, Final Four. Let's see, NBA All-Star Game coming up in Washington.
Right. And add on to that, Rudy, I don't suppose you'll be working from Christmas to New Year's, will you?
I'll get a couple columns in there, sure.
Well, no, but that's
they're
work.
Already written.
That's where he works from home. And, right, those columns are written where he's going to give all of his favorite guys an A.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So what have you and Mouse been doing in Maui?
Well, we've been going a lot of lunches. I play golf a couple times in Kapalua, which is Mike knows where that is.
Yeah, nice golf course up there.
In fact, played yesterday the plantation course where they have the Mercedes Championships.
You're the man, Rudy.
In January, Mike. And by the way, let me take this time to announce, yes, we'll have another party the Thursday night before the Super Bowl, this time in Tampa, guys.
Oh, you're going to throw another big one.
I'm not going to be at anybody's house like mine, so you guys can't go through my dresser drawers.
Hey, Rudy, have you and Mouse been to any nude beaches?
Not on this trip, but there are a couple here, and we still have a couple days to go, so maybe we'll make them.
All right, hold on. Let me just interrupt you for one moment, Rudy. Hello. Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh,
I love that. Hold on, please. Hold on, please.
What seems to be the problem with her?
I'll come back to you.
Sounds painful.
Hello?
Oh, hi there. I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska.
Are you another moaner?
No.
Oh.
Am I calling the Don and Mike Analpalooza?
Yes, you are. Yes,
awesome.
You are.
Oh, great. Well, we just had the Great Alaskan Shootout, the college basketball, so I guess you guys can have the poop out.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, honey. Are you? Is this another moaner?
Oh.
There you go. That's the original moaner.
Oh, yes.
Just every time we go to this phone line, we get the moaning.
Like that. Thank you. Hold on. Very good. Hello, Rudy.
What?
Rudy, you're killing me.
I wanted a three-way on that.
You see, Rudy, I mean,
you know, you guys haven't changed. That's what's great. You know what? We all what a country we go. We run into more and more people that hear Don and Mike, and they love it because of stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Well, if CBS had their way, we wouldn't have that stuff, which is why I keep interrupting you to go back to the girl who's moaning.
Got
to
test the parameters sometimes.
Let me see. Rupert, are you watching the games this weekend, even though you're in Hawaii?
In fact, I'll be back in Atlanta by the games. Yeah, we're flying out tomorrow morning.
All right, well, give us something. Before we pick the games here, what's the hottest story in TV sports right now?
Well, it's probably Mike Ditka getting himself into a lot of problems by going back and forth with Jim Fassily, the Giants coach. So there's a war going on there.
What's the deal? What's the deal with that, with the war? Why are they at war?
Well, last Sunday, when Ditka does this thing with Jerry Glanville, he said that the Giants, Ditka kind of said that the Giants were either like overrated or they were like timid or soft. So Fassel, who's been erupting to the New York press all during the year, even though, of course, the Giants had this winning record, blasted Ditka and told him he ought to get another tee time, because Ditka golfs all the time.
Hey, listen, that CBS show, that NFL Today show?
Yeah.
That sucks, right?
Well, let me say this to you. I think they did too much. I thought a year ago, by bringing the four new guys in, I thought they had improved the show. Certainly wasn't going to be on a level with Fox, but I thought it was passable. And now they brought in Ditka, and they didn't get rid of one of the other guys, so I think it's too crowded.
How is
and on top of that, going outdoors, I think it just kind of bombed.
How about the mental health of Jim Nantz?
Jim is okay, loves to do the show, is always asking me, when are they going to have me on again? So you guys got him hooked.
Okay, oh, good. Hold on a second, oh, yeah. Rudy. Hold on a second.
Oh, Don.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Please.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Now.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yes.
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 Oh,
yes. Hold on, please.
Just like in real life.
I think Jim Nantz leads a little bit of that.
Wow. I wouldn't want to hear Jim Nantz do that.
All right, Rudy, we're going to pick the top five games of the week now.
Okay.
Because, frankly, nobody can... Well, you're going to have Gary Glanville on today. Nobody can find him.
We couldn't find him. He's in New York somewhere.
Oh, he's hiding in New York. He's probably over at Hogs and Heifers.
And I think actually the guy who was offered up today was Chris Mortensen, who I like fine on ESPN, but he seems to be like a boring football guy.
Yeah, ribbit.
Well, I thought that Chris would be able to give you guys some inside skinny on the Redskins, but then maybe Don knows it all anyway.
Oh, I do. I know it all. Norv's out.
Yeah, we felt that for a while.
Norv's out. He's going to USC. Let's pick the game. Okay, we have five games we're picking this week. And the reason we pick these games is because these are the cities that we broadcast.
Very good.
The first game we're picking is Miami at Buffalo. I will take Buffalo.
I'm going to change mine. I was going with Miami. I will also say the Buffalo Bills. I didn't know it was a home game for Buffalo.
Rupert?
Well, just for that, I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Very good. Very good, Rudy.
All right, next game, New York Giants at the Washington Redskins. I will take the G-men.
I will also take the New York Football Giants.
Now the Redskins bounce back. They are better than the Giants.
All right, Seattle at Atlanta. God, I hate picking the Seahawks games every week because they suck so bad, but we're on in Seattle. It's always a dog game.
I know it is.
Seattle.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a win for Seattle. I agree with you.
I'll take my homestanding Falcons, even though they suck too.
Indianapolis at... The New York Jets. I like Indianapolis.
Colts all the way. Rudy.
And I got the Jets. They're at home and they're tough at home.
All right, and we'll dedicate this one to Norb up in Green Bay. Hey there, Norb. Green Bay at Chicago. I'll take the Packers.
Pack is back. I think we agreed on every one this week. Rudy?
Well, you know what? The Pack is not back. The Pack is dead. We got to go with the Bears. Because at least they're at home and they owe the Packers for about 2 years now.
Hold on a second, Rudy. Hold on a second.
Are you looking at his book?
Oh, Mike.
Yes?
Oh.
Yes?
Will you touch me there?
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Hold on a second. Hey, hold it. Hold it.
Hold on. Hey, Rudy?
Yeah, I'm just cleaning up. I'm just, man.
Gross.
Jesus, he's just cleaning up.
You can tell he's on vacation. He's in that Hawaiian mode.
Rudy, listen, here we go. We need a nugget that we would not have known if we were not talking to you. The guru of TV sports from USA Today. What's your nugget?
Okay, Butch Davis, University of Miami coach who just turned down the Dallas Texans, Charlie Cassidy's team. I think what they really agreed to do there is put it off for a year before those guys hire him.
You mean the Houston Texans?
Yeah, did I say the Houston Texans?
No, you said the Dallas Texans.
Oh, sorry. Okay, the Houston Texans, a new NFL expansion team that begins playing in a year or so. I think they're going to hire him in a year, and I think Butch is going to go for the national crown a year in this next season at the University of Miami, and then go to the Houston Texans.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, Rudy. Have an enjoyable time in Maui, and give our best to the mouse, if you know what I mean.
Okay, she's standing off to the side here, looking pretty good, actually.
She always looks good, Rudy.
You thinking about knocking a little bit?
Well, you know, we're still on vacation, guys, for another day here. So
hey,
got one more chance.
Yeah, one last wild night in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. With the late waves lapping into the beach right below us.
Hey, that's not all that'll be lapping.
Baby got back. All right, Rupert, we'll see you next week.
Okay, talk.
All right, bye-bye.
There goes Rudy Stud Martsky.
Christ, if anybody doesn't deserve to be in Hawaii,
That's right.
Rudy Martsky.
You hear how happy he is when he's in Hawaii?
Yes.
You know, he's like, hey, I love you. Everybody all over the country likes you guys.
Hold on, before the girl moans, I got something to say.
Here we go.
Wow.
Touché.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Very good.
How'd you like that, huh?
That was wonderful.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
She's laughing. That's funny.
You guys are awesome.
Oh, well, listen, thank you for moaning, honey.
You're welcome.
We appreciate the support.
Anytime I can help you.
Thank you. Well, call every day.
Every day?
Yeah, call back in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll see you later. Robbie, we got, like 4 or 5 more freaks to go?
Yeah, 5 at least.
5 more to go. We got to do a break. We'll come back. I promise we'll dive right back in to the freak show.
5 fantastic freaks
coming right up.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded, the taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate.
Lisa.
And urinated on the stage and invited people to come up and, how to put it delicately, I guess there's no way.
It was Lisa.
Conduct a gynecological examination.
Hey, what's fat and black with the skin pulled back? Why, it's the Don and Mike Show.
That was a great joke we had to delete out one time on this show.
Yes, one of the many deletes.
I'm going to get back to the freak show here in a second. Playing paintball tomorrow morning. Everybody's welcome to come out and watch us kick the sales staff ass. 10 o'clock in the morning at Pev's Paintball. www.pevs.com. You'll hear the tape of that on Monday. And on Monday, we're going to be announcing our Christmas concert. And here's the thought. Outside, wearing a Santa Claus suit.
Uh-huh.
Dennis Murphy.
Yes.
Singing his greatest Christmas hits.
Beautiful.
With Tom Gavin as the baby Jesus. We just got to find a manger for Tom.
Absolutely.
You put Tom there in the manger, and then we got to come up with the three wise men, and I'm thinking, Homo Joe.
Right.
Mr. 40.
Mr. 40.
And I'm wide open for the third.
Lewis.
I'm kidding.
No,
I'm joking. Hey, that's a joke. Now, I know he's going to call a million times now.
That's on you. Lewis the retard is banned from this show.
I understand that.
But we'll come up with a third wise man.
Very good. A third wise man.
But that's my picture. Next week on the show someday, Dennis, and we'll do all of this outside, have a nice manger scene, put Tom in the bassinet.
Uh-huh. Right.
Dennis in the Santa Claus suit, and the other guys wearing the three wise men costumes.
Have a lovely concert.
While Dennis actually sings his Christmas hits from his brand new Christmas album, outside next week.
It'll be a very special Christmas.
Oh, hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going? Radio Gods.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Yeah, who's the guy that answers your phones?
Probably, if it was a guy, Charlie Broyhill.
He tried to fart in the phone, and it was just wholly inadequate.
Really?
Yeah, all you need to coach him on that a little bit. Tell him how to really push him out.
We'll have a word.
Don't be afraid of a little turd coming out.
We'll have a word with Charlie about that.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I listened to a tape of Mets game, and Don was talking about Sing Ring. It did go over the air. I got it queued up if you want to hear it.
You're talking about what?
Well, Don, it was. I didn't know if I was on the air, so I didn't want to.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay. All right, so it did
get on the air.
So they didn't delete that out.
You're right, but what didn't get on the air was what Stacy said, her next two answers, and Dawn said, I love you, both times after she said it.
Oh, that's because she said hard Richard.
Right.
So that got on the air, too. I got that also. But then after that, she said a couple other nasty answers, because you could tell when they cut it off and... You know,
I got to be honest with you. Ever forward is always the thing for me. Yeah. Even if it's something good like that.
I appreciate the sentiment that you're trying
to... looking back, and I hate looking back.
You're trying to bring us up to speed on stuff that's been deleted out of the show, but, you know, I'm going to have a meeting with them next week just to, once and for all, just to say, listen, you know, one set of rules for everybody.
That's it. That's not unreasonable. I don't think your position's unreasonable in the least.
Otherwise, we'll just do the show we want to do.
And be a man, Jimmy, and come to you before we go on the air.
And he, of course, came to me during the commercial.
Yeah, he did. And that's good. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did that.
During the commercial, he said, I emailed you. It'll be on your computer when you get home tonight. I emailed you at 12:30. And now keep in mind, it's Friday night. He says to me, I'll be around tonight. If you want to call to talk with me about these things tonight.
Friday night.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
No.
I want to get done working here for a week. Go home on Friday night and have a nice conversation with Jim McClure.
Please, God, no.
About what a dickwad program director he is. No, please. Let's get back to the freak show.
We got more freaks.
Yes, we do. We're giving away $1,000 from Hotwire.com.
That's a great prize.
The brand new online travel company that makes it simple for you to get a great deal on travel. Hotwire.com. Josh, the guy with the trick balls, is coming in next.
Josh!
Let's bring him in. Now, this is going to be gross to watch.
A little, yeah.
Because
I don't think so.
The guy says...
Thank you. I like it when I get all three of you guys at the same time.
The guy says that he can make his testicles beat like the human heart.
Wow.
Look at this guy.
And we're going to ask for Lisa to stay in here with us and watch, please.
Yeah, I was going to ask if I could watch, please.
Yeah, have a seat in the chair, sir. Do you do this sitting or standing?
Standing,
okay. Hi.
Standing, okay. Then maybe you could stand over by that other microphone.
Yeah, take the microphone there.
Lisa can come back over here. Lisa's kind of a screen for me here.
What is your name?
My name's Josh.
And, I see that here. Josh, where are you from? I just said that.
I know.
Josh!
Because you did the whole Josh thing.
Yes, Blair Witch Project.
Josh, where are you from?
I'm from, Centerville.
Mm-hmm. You had to think about it a while.
No, I was going to respond to you with the Heather's thing from
right?
Blair Witch, but...
And when did you discover that you have this incredible talent with your balls?
Well, I've always known I had big balls, but when I was pledging my fraternity in college, I came out of the shower one day, and one of the active, fraternity members said, Jesus, those were huge. So I was like, okay, thanks, whatever. So he made me show all the actives at our next chapter meeting, and everybody, they just marveled at it, right? So then they made me start showing sorority girls at parties. Sure. It evolved, and I figured out I could beat them like a heart.
Okay. All right, well then, go ahead.
Fantastic.
And Lisa, you ready to walk?
Oh, yeah. God, I love my job.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right, now he's pulled out, what is that, a hat that you've pulled out?
Yeah, I had to put him down there to warm for maximum hangage.
Oh, he had a ski hat.
Boy, you have performed before.
He had a ski hat that he had his balls wrapped in.
Nice to see you put that right back on top of your head, too.
Mm.
And all now, are you going to do this so we don't have to see your wiener?
Yes, I will.
Ah, great. He's going to unzip his pants and just pull his...
His bean bag out.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Oh, my
God.
Gotta
shake them down. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess they are big.
Okay, yeah, the balls are huge.
I was going to say, they ain't that big.
It looks like
a grade A, extra large egg.
It looks like a human heart.
It looks like a couple eggs. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. All right. What do you
want to
do?
He's actually making his balls beat like a human heart. Lisa, you have more experience with this than we do. How would you describe this, honey?
His balls in the entire ball sack.
It's malleable.
Oh, and now he's pulling on the end of his ball sack like it is a rubber band.
Oh, my God.
There we go. We got a little better beat.
There we go. All right. Much better. You can see that a little bit better now. It is beating like a heart. If you're laying down, you can sometimes see your pulse maybe in your stomach
God.
Or something.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Put them back.
Okay, that's enough.
Oh, well.
Let's give a round of applause.
That was very, very nice, my gosh.
Would it be possible to give my wife a quick shout out?
Sure. Say hello to the proud lady.
Honey, I'm sorry. No, we just got married 2 weeks ago. I love you, Kim.
Oh, congratulations.
And I'll be home sometime tonight if you'll have me.
Very good.
I look like a hairy purple peach.
Yes, absolutely.
Two hairy purple peaches.
It was huge.
Yeah.
It actually resembled almost the size of a human heart.
Yeah, really. Wow. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Josh.
Take care.
I'm feeling gay if I sit around and talk about how big his nuts were.
We'd shake your hand, Josh, but you can understand why. There goes Josh.
Now, how was he doing that?
I don't know.
Was he doing that by just...
Probably just doing the, the flexing of the...
Just constricting back and forth.
Yeah.
I bet it has to do with those Kegel muscles.
I bet you're right. You know that because your wife's going to have a baby, right?
Yeah,
the
must
Kegel.
Have been that. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Did you get a look at those balls, Buzz?
I didn't. I didn't see a thing, so
and
you'll
you
have to...
didn't feel like coming running over
hey,
here.
Hey, Josh, why don't you come back and show Buzz your balls?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, just give Buzz a look.
Plenty of room in the newsroom.
Hey, absolutely, Josh.
Bring Josh back. No, no, not the next guy.
Josh.
We want Josh to come back.
You don't feel that you have to do this on my account.
No, Buzz, you know, normally you love seeing everything that goes on here in the main studio.
Normally that would be true.
Yeah, come on, take a look at this, Buzz.
Okay.
Let's give Buzz one little bullseye view.
I suppose if I'm going to help judge, I need to see this.
Yeah, you do. You sure do.
Are we supposed to judge each one as they come in? I mean, or do we do it all at the end?
I guess today we'll just do it at the end.
Yeah.
Like being as we've not really started to vote yet.
I think we'll all know who, you know, it'd probably be a unanimous decision.
Although, well, listen to that. That guy who put the four burning matches in his mouth.
That's a fantastic
guy. That's not bad. Oh, yeah.
Buzz, right there, Buzz. He's right back. Yeah.
He's in your studio. Yeah, turn around.
You didn't have to send him over
go
here.
Go ahead, Lisa. Open up the door, and there's Josh.
There's Josh.
Lisa, if you could... Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
Go, Josh.
Right. And they're going to beat now.
Yeah. There you go, Buzz.
Okay. All right. Very good. Yes. Just like a human heart.
It is Kegel.
All right. Thank you. It is Kegel,
it is
by
Kegel.
The way, he says.
Okay.
So now we know. The
very
PC
good.
Muscle.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Well, you heard it. Hey, Buzz, you got a real close-up.
You saw it.
Oh, lucky me.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, that was a hang-up. Hello. Yes. Don and Mike show.
Can I talk to Don and Mike, please?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Yeah, I have a comment about the guy with the chew bubble gum, with the beating heart in his ball sack.
Yes.
That should not be a trick.
Why?
Because if you have big balls, they do it anyways.
Well, but I mean, you know, he's the guy that came down here and had the big ones and made them beat, and so it does count.
You're right. I should have called in yesterday.
Yeah, he's the one. You may have the big ones and be able to do the same thing, but he's the one that called.
I've never heard of a guy who can do that.
No, I went to school with a guy that had huge ones too, but he never did that trick. What he would do though is he would do that elastic band trick. When there would be, you know, girls on the floor,
he'd
come out in his bathrobe and he'd have tidy whities on and yeah. Then be talking and having a normal conversation. And we would be in the back of the room and he inevitably would come down and talk to the freshmen and their dates. And we would be falling on the floor because as he would be talking to the freshmen and their dates, and everybody went to school with me knows Kevin. Kevin is the guy that did this. He would pull out through the side of his tidy whities, and by the time he could pull it almost out to like mid quadricep, and you would see this, and we were, and he'd be doing as he's doing
this enormous ball.
He's like he's from like a New York suburb, and he's got a little New York accent, so he's like, so where are you guys from? Great. That's great. Where are you going tonight? You going to have a good time? And as he's doing that, he's pulling it and stretching it, and we are literally falling on the ground in pain. We're laughing so hard in the back of the room.
There's a big balls coming out.
So I can understand the old fraternity pranks.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys are a bunch of queers.
Are we?
No, well,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
All right, thank you. Listen, we didn't ask for all these gay acts today.
I'll tell you, when I heard that the first time, I didn't think I'd be laughing at it. I thought I'd just be totally grossed out, but it was too funny.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike will be victorious.
Yes.
Paintball God is glorious.
Yes.
He's going to lead the troops.
Oh, yeah. You do love this guy.
He will be the victorious. Man. God.
Oh, that is a love.
Wow.
That is a love that you have for that guy.
I do indeed. And, you know, now I feel inspired to go into the paintball battle tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Josh, the guy with the big beaten heart.
Yes.
We were at a Hooters party where Josh was challenged by a gentleman from Stafford who claimed to have the biggest heart, if you will, from Stafford.
Right.
Josh said, hey, I've got the biggest ones from Manassas. So they whipped him out at the Hooters party, and everybody dubbed him the largest nuts in Prince William County.
Well, that had to be a great night at Hooters.
Fantastic.
He's a show. Hey, way to go, Josh. see you guys.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, hold on. I think next, we got to do a break. I think next, we're going to get away from body. Rob, is it the guy with the chain in his nose next?
I believe so.
You think so? The guy who puts the chain in his nose and makes it come out of his mouth.
It'll be refreshing.
While he's doing that, will he be exposing his balls?
I don't think so. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike, and the crew at WJFK who work for Don and Mike. This is a jingle that my friend Chris and I wrote for you. We hope you like it. My name is Sam Blacker, and I'm on the drums. And
my name's Chris Wright, and I play the guitar, and I sing.
This is kind of a weird song. It's to the tune of the Mickey Mouse Club, but we've got a lot of better stuff. But we just hope you like this, and please play it on the radio if you would like. You are the radio gods. Well, not to kiss your butts too much, but just please consider this to play the beginning of your show.
Don and Mike Show, Don and Mike Show. Who's the leader of them all? Who's rating number three? D-O-N-M-I-K-E-E-Z-Z. Strip trivia with low budget Jeopardy. D-O-N-M-I-K-E-E-Z-Z. Don and Mike with Buzz. Don and Mike with Buzz. We listen to your show every day. Come along, dial up, no more Jimmy. D-O-N-M-I-K-E-B-U-Z-Z.
Thank you for your time, Radio Gods. I hope you consider this for your show. I know there's no particular jingle contest going on right now, but it was kind of an epiphany for us. Hopefully you'll play this. It'll be a good boosting for our confidence in our so-called band. And we can't call your show because we're only 16, and one day you were calling all these 16-year-olds asswipes, so we were kind of not going to call your show. Cause we didn't want to be called asswipes. That's it. Just please play us if you really want to. Thanks.
Okay. Well, good. It'll give Deuce chill to ye. The Don and Mike Show.
You got it, boys. Absolutely. Both those boys now in the El Dorado Correctional Facility in Wichita, Kansas. All right, let's get back to the freak show. We're starting to get backed up on freaks today. $1,000 prize from Hotwire.com. I believe the next freak coming in is Eric, the guy who's going to put the chain in his nose and then snort it down into his throat and make it come out his throat.
Yes. Cool. Very dangerous.
I think that's the guy, right? We've had people do this before. We had a guy do it one time with the goldfish.
Right.
And the goldfish actually lived to go through the guy's, his sinus
cavities. It lived for a while, Don.
Oh, yes. Then it unfortunately died.
Unfortunately, didn't survive the trip.
And is this Eric, Lisa?
Hello, Eric. Step up to the microphone. I see you have a cast. How did you hurt your hand?
I had surgery. I broke it a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
You broke it a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it never healed. I had to get a bone graft and a screw put in it.
How long did the procedure take?
Obviously, 2 hours.
2 hours or so.
Okay.
He's a weird dude. Eric, what do you do for a living, sir?
I do drawings. I work at a deck company. Do drawings, pull permits. Basically, I'm a secretary.
You mean you do drawings of the decks?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, like designs and stuff?
Yeah.
Kind of the design of where the deck's going to be?
You know who he reminds me of in his mannerisms and the way he speaks?
Very low-key, who?
The kid from American Beauty who sold the pot to Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, the guy that was videotaping the girl.
Yeah, that's right. My dad thinks I got all this through catering.
And he had those eyes where he's just like always staring.
Dead
eyes.
What do you mean?
It's amazing what you think when you're in denial.
And then Dad would come in and just wail on him.
Beat the crap out of him before he went over and wanted to make love to Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, that was the big surprise. Well, the big surprise was, of course, when Kevin Spacey gets it.
So you have a chain.
Yes.
Actually, it's not what do you call that thing, Mike? It's not a chain. It's like a...
Well, it is a chain, but it's
from a key ring. It's got that...
It's the kind of thing where you would see it on a... exactly, on a key ring. The kind that's got the little ball bearing that goes into the
ball
slot.
Chain.
A ball chain.
It's a ball chain.
Like for dog tags and such.
Not to be confused with ball sack.
Yeah.
It's a ball chain. Ball being the operative theme of today's
show.
It's
a very common ball chain.
That's right. So, Eric, you're going to put this thing in your nose.
Yes.
Snort it through and make it come out your mouth?
Yeah.
Have you amazed your friends and family with this trick before, Eric?
Yes, I have.
Wonderful.
Now, at some point, are you going to have part of it sticking out of your mouth and part of it sticking out of your nose?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead.
That's good. Good luck, Eric, and remember, presentation is everything.
Did you want me to pull my balls out?
No.
We would like whatever sound you're doing here on the radio. Rob, will you get the microphone up? But
yeah, let's see now. See if we hear any snorting sound.
Need his head back.
He seems to be letting gravity do it for him right now.
More threading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Threading it into his sinus cavity. For God's sakes, don't drop it.
How's it going there, Eric?
All right.
What are you doing now? I thought you'd have to go like to get it in there.
Wow.
Oh,
that makes me gag.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh. Now look at that.
Bravo!
That's no fuss, no muss.
Oh, no.
Oh, now he's pulling it out. Oh, now he's like moving it back and forth.
That deserves a round of applause.
That's a great freak.
Turn around and show that to Buzz. So Buzz can see that.
That's amazing.
How?
Hey, Eric,
you have mental flaws.
Is it uncomfortable? I see your eyes are watering a little bit. Is it comfortable to have in there?
Uncomfortable, but you know.
But
How did you get it to go from your nose into your mouth? I mean, I would think I'd have too much boogers and stuff in there to have a direct line right to my mouth.
He doesn't know, Don.
Doesn't know.
He doesn't know the technical ability.
How did you discover you could do this, Eric?
He just pulled it out of his mouth.
I saw people do it before.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right.
Learn from others.
You know, I don't think everybody can do that, obviously. I mean, then it wouldn't be that special, right?
Then everybody would be doing it at school.
Of course. But it's pretty amazing. Normally the way that's done is the guy will put it in his nose, and he'll really have to do the...
Yeah, right.
And Eric just did it more like with gravity, and then I guess it finds its way down to that hole at the roof of your mouth, and bam, you pull it out, huh?
Yeah. All right, thank you. Get out of here, Eric. You're not going to win the personality contest.
I'll tell you, the narration was fascinating, though. It really was.
You're not going to be Mr. Congeniality.
Thanks, Eric.
Uh-huh. But thank you. It was wonderful having you in here.
You'll be president of that deck company soon.
Let's welcome next Patty.
Patty, a lady, finally.
A woman?
The girl who has the inside-out armpits.
This always gives me the creep.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if... did we ask Patty if she would do this topless?
We did, and she declined.
Well, she should know.
She said she might do it in one of those Brandy Chastain tops.
She should know that she's in a very, very tough competition right now.
Well, Don, I suppose you should tell her that when she comes in here.
And that would certainly count with the judges.
True.
Well, let's get a look at her before we beg her to take her top off.
Okay, here she comes.
Okay, and here she is. Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it would add to the competition.
It certainly would. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, you are Patty?
Yes.
Hi, and where are you from?
Alexandria.
Well, thank you for listening.
You smell very nice. What is that perfume that you're wearing?
I don't think it's me.
Really? Is that Lisa's perfume? Oh, really? You're not wearing perfume?
No.
Oh.
Who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
I've been told a young Debbie Reynolds.
Yes.
Really?
That's dead on.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
She looks like she could be Christine Kerner's mother.
She does. Absolutely. And, you know, she's got kind of a perky quality about her also.
Mm-hmm.
I love that word, perky. Yeah. Maybe that's just where my mind is right now.
So you can do that thing with your armpits?
Yeah, but I think someone out there kind of stole my thunder because he said he can do it too.
Well, you're the first one that called, though, and we remember when you called because you were one of the very first people to get into the competition.
Right. Well, if there's a guy who says that he can do the same thing as you, you would just have to add something to your act.
You'd have to make it more special.
I gotcha.
You got it?
You know, that, of course, is entirely your choice.
That's up to you.
Yeah. You know,
keeping in mind that the prize is $1,000.
Right.
$1,000. And today is the 1st of December.
Yeah. Christmas coming.
That's Buzz.
They all love Buzz.
Nice Buzz.
There's the Buzz.
Of course.
I'm from Chicago. I used to listen to you 20 years ago.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Isn't that reason enough to take your shirt off?
For old times?
Yeah, just for old times' sake.
Well, I mean, I have to take this off anyway.
Right. She has to take her sweater off.
All right, she's taking the sweater off.
It is a little brisk.
Now, you look like you're in very good shape. You look like you keep yourself in good shape.
I don't do anything.
You don't do anything.
Wow.
So
really?
This is all genetics here. Wow.
Yeah.
Would you at least take your shirt off? I mean, you have a bra on.
Can I just take my bra off?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Sure, for now. For now, that's fine.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's right, for now. As we continue the negotiations.
The negotiations are continuing. You know, I will tell you that the negotiations are very amicable so far.
They are.
Which, it's going very well.
Okay.
You know, when the lady called and said she could turn her armpits up inside out, we didn't think she would be this good-looking lady. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll just keep this for you.
I know it's a little cold.
Yes, it is. It's a little chilly.
A little.
Yes, absolutely.
She's cute.
Yes, she is.
Hi.
Right now, she hasn't even done the trick yet. Let's go around.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's already the winner thus far.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Very nice. It's a very nice brassiere.
Okay, now, you want to do your trick?
Okay. Okay, now explain it once again. What is it exactly? What is it that you do?
I don't know. I mean, I just turn my armpits inside out, and I can shave them when they're, like, inside out.
Wow. You can shave your armpits inside out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the armpits no longer become indented. They become, like, outies. No. Outies instead of innies.
Yeah. Double jointed, I guess.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Right. Ready?
We're ready.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Oh!
Wow. That is amazing.
Oh, my
goodness. That is amazing.
That is weird. That is weird. That
is a real freak right there.
This girl took her arms.
Yes.
And put them over the back of her head. And
wow.
Now, are you double jointed or triple jointed?
I have these things.
Right.
And
she has little bumps on the top of her shoulder.
Right.
And I just, I'm sorry, he's going to be sick.
Rob's got a real gag reflex.
I'm fine. I'm just wondering, has an alien ever jumped out of you? That was just the weirdest thing I've ever seen in here.
Now, does it cause you, it obviously doesn't cause you any pain to do that.
It actually feels good.
It actually feels good.
It's like stretching.
Then I'm going to ask you, could we see it one more time? And Rob, could you stand right there, please?
And listen, if you're going to do it again, I'll tell you, you've already hit a home run.
Yes, it's been a wonderful treat.
Why not go for a grand slam? You know what I'm saying?
Take off my shirt?
Yes, that's what he's getting.
Oh, no, I can't.
You're a mind reader.
No.
No, absolutely no way, huh?
Old, it would be like looking at your mother.
Oh, no, you're not old. You're not old at all.
I'm older than both of you.
You are?
How old are you?
I'm old. I'm having a birthday in a couple weeks.
You're older than both of us?
Yeah.
How old are you, really?
I'm going to be 47.
47?
No way.
Wow. Take your shirt off.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's a man that he goes for what he wants. He really does.
I will show you.
A little flash?
You're younger than I am.
A little flash.
Oh, like you do that.
Oh, sure you can.
A grown daughter out of college.
Have her in.
Rob, you're horrible.
My husband would kill me.
All right.
All right. Well, we can see your boobs already through your shirt.
I know. And they're little.
Well, you know, for 47, I'll tell you, I would have figured you for maybe 37.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Or maybe even younger than that.
Very hot.
Sure.
Will you do the trick again?
Yep. Rob, stand next to her while she does the trick again.
I'd love to.
Okay, here we go. On the count of three. One.
Face you.
Two. Two. Three.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That's too freaky.
It's terrific. Right. Fantastic.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a hip joint was put in her shoulder. It's like...
I'll dislocate my hip for you.
No, no.
Oh,
no.
She's going to dislocate her hip, too. This is an added bonus.
Oh, no.
What did she do? Rob, what did she do? All right.
It just feels like the whole thing pops.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Just... All right, moves the bone.
Oh, that's wrong.
Go do it for Dunn.
Moves the bone out of the socket.
All right, this is fascinating.
I just want a chance to touch this girl's butt.
This is like a 5'2" amusement park.
And
don't push so hard. How many times has he been told that?
Come on. Oh, I felt. Yes, I felt.
Moves right out of the socket.
Yeah. Different reactions for all three of us.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Don liked it the most.
He did. He enjoyed it.
I could feel like a bone pressing it up against my
head. I want to give her a round of applause. Yeah. That is fantastic.
That is
a fantastic performance.
Do you want to know how I learned how I could do this?
Yes. How?
I was in second grade. And I was sitting in the front row, and I just wanted to reach back and stretch a little bit.
Wow.
And I went like...
Wow.
my arms went all the way around, and I got surprised. And I turned around. There's 25 little kids going like this, trying to do it. And when I realized they couldn't do it, I got really scared, and I started crying. And the teacher came over, and we have, why are you crying? And the little boy behind me says, I think she broke her arm.
Oh, my God. Now, is there any other, outside of being able to shave your armpits easier, is there any other benefit by being able to do that? I mean, can you...
Get out of handcuffs.
You can get out of handcuffs.
Yeah, very cool.
I was a police officer. I'm a former police officer in Cook County.
Oh, in Chicago, right.
And when I was in recruit school, they wanted someone who could demonstrate how to get out of handcuffs, and
I just freaked everybody out.
Wow. Get out of Cancun. You might want to stop and see Joe Ardinger on your way out and see if you could teach him how to. That skill might come in handy for Joe.
I always thought that someday I was hoping that this defect would
come in handy.
Maybe some money or something.
Well, maybe it will, Patty.
We hope you win. I mean, fantastic.
You're very nice. You're very
sweet.
Would
you like your bra back?
Oh, God.
There you go.
Very sweet. Thank you. Nice.
I got a bitchin' set of handcuffs.
Buzz.
47.
47. That's amazing. That is truly amazing.
What was that? You got in the mic, Patty. We can't hear you. What?
I want to stay in here because those guys out there are really scary.
Oh, you can go back with Lisa.
Go back with Lisa. Absolutely. And she is absolutely right. I went through the lobby the last time. That one guy, you know the guy that I was pointing at out there in the lobby? There is one guy. I'm just going to
Well, Mike, it is a freak show.
I'm going to wait till he comes in here. And I just want you to see if he's as scary to you as he was to me.
Just defective.
All right. Thank you, Patty. That was
thanks,
wonderful.
Patty.
Thank you.
Very nice meeting you. Bye-bye. Robbie, let's do one more before we break. Let's bring in the guy who can make smoke come out of his, was it his right ear or his left ear?
Not sure which ear, Don.
His ears.
I don't know if we did an adequate job of explaining exactly what Patty was able to do. But she took the arms,
she turned her arms basically back behind her head and popped out the joints from her shoulders.
Yeah, it instead of like being a regular shoulder muscle, it almost swiveled all the way around.
All the way
ball
around.
Ball and socket joint or
and
something.
And it made you feel all oogie.
Yeah, I didn't care for that much.
Her armpit became her shoulder. She just turned it inside out.
Yeah, amazing.
Terrifically nice, though.
Very lovely.
Really. Really nice.
You like Patty.
Yeah. Yeah, me like Patty.
You feel something pop near your hip?
Yeah. Bravo. Who's next?
Let's get the next break in.
Bring in, is it Christian?
This is Christian.
You got him there, Lisa? Okay, here he comes. Here comes the next freak.
Here comes Christian.
This is Christian, everybody. Hi.
All right.
Hey. Hi, Christian.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. Thanks for coming. Where are you from?
My cigarettes are in my jacket. Right?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Okay. Get your cigarettes.
Going to need cigarettes.
Go ahead, Christian.
Go get them.
The prop. Christian's probably a little nervous. He hasn't prepared, so he's going to go out and prepare.
So I guess what he does is he smokes, and then the smoke comes out his ear?
Which is pretty amazing.
It's his finest thing, I guess, and not too different from the chain trick we heard a minute ago.
Very good, yeah, but much more difficult, I would imagine.
So what you're going to do is, did I have it right, Christian? You're just going to smoke, you're going to inhale, and then the smoke comes out your ear?
Yeah.
When did you find out you could do this?
Well, I've always been able to, like, blow air out of my ear, and I didn't really, and then one day I tried it. And it happens.
You ever make any money in bars doing that?
No.
You can, no. This is the first money competition that you've been in?
Money.
All right, we're ready. Go ahead. Light your... What is it, a Marlboro light?
Yeah.
Christian, what ear is it going to come out of?
My right ear.
My right ear.
Yeah, right.
Okay, go over to that microphone so I can get a look at that and Don can see it too.
Okay. Ready? All right, he's lit the cigarette.
You're going to have to kind of turn a little bit more.
Yeah. Taking a nice big drag.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
He's having a big drag. Let's see what happens. You see any smoke coming out of his ear, Don?
Hold
on,
he's going to do it again.
Build up some smoke, man.
Oh, there it is. Okay, hold on. He does have to put his fingers over his nose.
Yes, right. He does.
And, like, blow to clean out your air passage.
I think what we may require...
Audio asphyxiate or something like that.
What we may... No, don't put the cigarette
out.
I want to see it, too.
Wes wants to see it. I think what we may require is a little more smoke to come out of that ear, if you can pull it off.
We did see just a little smoke.
Are you a smoker, Christian?
No.
Oh, dear. Oh, this man. Makes it a little more difficult.
And I don't have to inhale to do it.
Okay. Oh, you don't? Really?
No.
Wow.
So you just hold it in your mouth?
Yeah.
Let's take the big drag so we can
see it. If I inhale it, it won't work.
Okay. And Buzz, why don't you come in here so you can get a look
all right.
at this?
Yeah, Buzz, come here. Oh, I got it, because if you inhaled it, it would go into your lungs and it wouldn't be able to... Right, so you just hold it all in your mouth.
The exhale smoke comes out, so I don't know why it doesn't work.
All right. Okay. All right, Buzz, stand right there. It comes out the ear right next to you, Buzz.
There it is.
Good job. All right.
That's good.
Well done.
He's going to get ear cancer.
Fantastic. Look at it. It looks like he's getting a Florida tan, though. his face is turning all red.
Yeah.
Real, real, real fast.
Yeah, a lot of vessels popping in that brain.
I was making out with my girlfriend the other day, and she was nibbling on my ear.
And she said, honey, your breath stinks.
Bottom thing. There, a little prepared comedy material.
Christian, thank you. Get out of here.
Thank you, Christian.
Get out of here.
Take care. We're up on a break.
Give Lisa the rest of your cigarettes.
I think a guy with toes is coming in.
Right?
Uh-huh. Toes? A guy just has weird toes.
Oh, very good.
And then another contortionist.
Uh-huh.
And then one of the two guys with five nipples is coming in.
That might be the scary guy.
Or, excuse me, one guy with five nipples and one guy with four nipples.
Wow. Five nipples.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I talk to Don and Mike, please?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I'm calling from Jersey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yeah. Fine.
You heard what happened in the O&E yesterday?
Yeah, oh yeah, heard all about it. Great bit.
Yeah, that's crazy. I just want to tell you guys I love your show. I'm listening from Jersey and keep up the good work, right?
Thank you. Mike, this is, you may have seen him last night on VH1. John
Leguizamo.
That's who he is, John.
Hey, I love your work, John. I love you in that Wang Fu movie.
Oh, to Julie Newmar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. He was fantastic
Thank
in that.
You. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how do y'all still get woodies, all these nipples and vaginas y'all see? How do y'all still go home and bang your wife?
What do you mean?
All the better.
I mean, when you get home, I mean, just for seeing all this vagina stuff, do y'all still get up? I mean, how y'all still get up? I mean,
wait a minute. Hold on.
Hey,
gynecologists can have children, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, yeah. First of all, we've only seen one poontang today, and we didn't even see her poontang.
Yeah,
no, we didn't.
I see all different kind of poontang all the time. I mean, does it affect your sex? Cause you see...
All right, Don, I think it's time to be honest. I think it's time to come clean for both of us.
What?
He's asking if it affects us sexually
yeah.
with what we see every day, and I'm willing to confess if you are. Yes, we're both impotent, sir.
No.
Don won't admit it. I mean, Don chooses to be dishonest about this, but I guess I'm going to tell you that it's affected me in a horrible way.
This may be the dumbest question we've ever had because you guys get to see so much.
Right. Right.
Can you not get it up when you get home?
That's like saying
to an alcoholic, you know, hey, listen, we're gonna let you drink all day long. Gee, when you go home, do you think you'll have a drink?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no.
Same man. Kind of question.
Right. You always want it.
By the way, something.
Why you care? Why you care? Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, that dumb black guy's got to go.
What?
That dumb black guy's got to go.
Who are you talking to?
Is that DB? The guy that just asked that last question. I mean, can't a guy just go out and enjoy beautiful women and then go home to his loving wife and still appreciate her for what she is and the love that she gives him and just the beauty of love?
Yes, but let me ask you a question, sir. Why the racial profiling?
Well, you got your mad.
Good answer, fantastic.
All right.
Answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Hi. Hi. Hold on, Lisa just put on the screen. It's Mike the TV icon boy. I have no idea who this is.
I don't either. We need more.
If it feels dry, insert in the bottom.
Martha Stewart's calling.
Oh, hi, Martha.
Yes.
It's Martha Stewart. Hey, how's your old dry cunny out?
Yes.
Your cunny is old and dry, right?
Cold and wet.
Cold and wet.
Oh, yes. Fantastic, Martha. How are you doing today? Yeah, you're making all sorts of holiday goodies?
Yes.
Are you making your cunny cookies?
Yes.
So what else? So what else is going on, Martha?
I still don't get what that first sound is.
It's an
Okay.
Are you going to be rubbing the skins off any nuts this year, Martha?
Yes.
What else can we do for you?
I can feel with my fingers.
Oh, I know what he's doing.
Oh, yes. Martha, are you stirring the soup right now?
Yes.
Oh, is it soup yet, Martha?
Now I get it. This is actually very funny when I think about it.
Martha Stewart's stirring the soup.
And because we had girls moaning before, now we have Martha Stewart moaning. And you're doing this with your fingers?
Fingers.
Is there anything else that's assisting you, Martha?
24-inch rain wand, it's called.
Good job, Mike. And can you get the whole 24-inch rain wand in there?
Yes.
Wow.
If it feels dry, insert in the bottom.
Oh, really? You're going down there, huh?
So easy.
Oh,
well. Different strokes.
So, very pretty long radish.
Wow. Yeah. So you're using you're using a radish down there, Martha?
Yes.
So you have a radish in one end and you have a giant 24-inch
rain wand
in the other end?
Yes. What I call the hoary core.
Like what?
She's down at the hoary core.
What I call the hoary core.
Hoary core.
That's wonderful, Martha.
Fiberglass is great.
Fiberglass?
Yes.
Do you put fiberglass in your no-no?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man. Right near the hoary core.
Once you get going, you can make a lot of hamantaschen.
I'll bet.
You can make a lot of what?
Say that again, Martha.
Once you get going, you can make a lot of hamantaschen.
I'm not sure what that was.
Do you understand that, Buzz?
Hamantaschen, no, I don't know.
Hold on. Robbie, do you know what that is?
I think that's hamantaschen, which might be a Scottish food, or maybe she means something else.
Yes.
Yes, oh, Rob was right.
How's the hoary core, Martha?
Oh, my God.
So easy.
All right, Martha, we got to go. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. I hope this helps you.
Sure.
Thank you. Goodbye, Martha.
Yes.
There she goes.
So easy. I can feel with my fingers.
All right, now you get it. Okay, we will be here right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
Perpetually battling J.D., the Don and Mike Show.
Damn straight, Rob. Damn straight. Someday we'll wipe that out in our lifetime, huh?
God, I hope so.
Hello,
good luck, man.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling because I think that the third wise man should be to me Obibanay.
Until the...
Oh,
you mean for our big display next week? Nah.
Yes.
No,
not crazy enough?
No, not crazy enough, and he works here, you know?
Well, I can't think of anybody else that's weird. You've got all the ones covered already.
Well, yeah, because if Tom Gavin's going to be Jesus...
Oh, I know.
And Dennis is singing, and Mr. Forty's out there, and Homo Joe...
One of the wise men could be Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Okay. Cheryl the Big Dyke.
That's it.
Cheryl the Big Dyke. There you go.
Done and done.
Everything.
Done and done. Thank you, honey. Yeah.
Thank you.
And next week,
bye.
Well, next week we'll be telling you all about our big outdoor Christmas extravaganza.
The pageant.
Yes, the pageant. Thank you, Buzz. Tom Gavin is the baby Jesus. Dennis Murphy as Santa Claus singing his entire Christmas album live outside, and joined by him, the three wise men, Mr. 40, Homo Joe,
and Cheryl the Big Dyke. Can you feel the love?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just a first-time caller. Just wanting to let y'all know that y'all suck.
Well, F you. F you and get off that speakerphone.
No, F you.
No, F you, Jagoff.
F you.
F you and all the other people in that room.
F you.
All the other people in the room.
F you.
F you. Yeah, don't you see your mama's in there?
F you.
Your mama's in here, too.
F you tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah. Are you lonesome
or let me
tonight?
Say it, perhaps the way you'll understand. F ye.
F ye.
Now, let me tell you in West Virginia way. F you.
Right, goodbye. Let's bring the next freak in.
We have a next freak. What's our next freak going to do?
Well, his name is Damien.
He looks like a Damien.
And here he is now, everybody.
Hi. How are you? Go right over to that microphone,
Damien?
Over there.
To the microphone. Hi.
How you doing?
Nice dreads.
Thank you.
That's the second time in a week we've had dreads on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're beautiful, all right.
Nice and long.
And Damien, your talent is are you the guy with weird toes?
I have no talent. I'm just a natural born freak.
All right. Wow. What's so weird about your toes, Damien?
Well, when I was born and as I grew, my toes became blocked by cartilage, the growth plates in my toes.
Yeah.
So some of my toes just didn't grow.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Look at him laughing. He's pleased.
I love it.
All right,
let me walk on sand.
Take your shoes off.
Have a seat. You can sit down in the chair, kick your shoes off. And there's a big, heavy boot on there, which is always good for some major stinkage.
Take your shoes off, Damien.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got doing. Yeah, Buzz, come on in here. And take a look
check
at
his toe. I'm standing right over his toe here.
And Lisa, you got to come in too, honey, because you're voting. Are you here, Lisa?
All right. All right. His toes are buried. The foot looks normal in the sock.
Okay.
All right.
Let me see. I can't see. You got to put your feet up on the console for me there, Damien.
Oh, my God.
Right, okay. Be careful.
Be careful. Yeah.
They're freaky feet. Oh, God.
There's... The only way to describe them, yeah, there's some smell. The only way to describe them is that the big toe, the toe next to the big toe, and the toe next to the big toe. Hold, how many you got there?
I've got ten total.
The big toe is normal. The second toe is normal. The third, fourth toes are abnormal, right?
That's on the right foot.
And what about the second one? The big toe is normal.
Those three toes are normal. And my last two are super short.
See, Mike, and on the right foot, the third and fourth toes are up like they're on their knees.
Yeah, and it's obvious they've stopped growing, and because you have that cartilage wall there. So that is a legitimate freak.
A real freak.
Very good freak.
A real freak.
All right, no need to cut those nails. Yeah, no need for that. You can maybe slip those socks and shoes back on.
Damien, any chance you can put your toe in your butt?
No, but I can flick you off.
But you can flick me off. Oh, look at that. Did you see that, Mike?
Didn't I miss that one?
He can give the finger with his feet.
That's good.
Come on. Do his feet really smell that
there's
bad?
Not right now, though.
It did. It smelled awful
Lisa,
when you took it off.
It's coming over here. It's coming through
the
citrus.
Okay, give me this. More spray.
All right, there
Stop
you go.
It.
All right.
Got it.
Do you have a problem with foot odor, Damien?
Yes, I do.
That is like the butt worst foot odor I've ever smelled in my life.
See, I'm not getting any.
I didn't get it either. You're loving my misery, too. I know. I just want this guy out of here.
I'm not getting any of it.
Thank you. That was a great job, sir. Put your boots on.
He can flip the bird with his feet. That's amazing.
That's amazing, really. And the two little, bitty toes and the rest of the normal toes.
But you are just overwhelmed by the foot odor.
I'm okay right now because I got a cloud of the citrus, but it got to my gag reflex right down there. You know?
Do you show your toes at parties, Damien?
I do. I whip them out at Lansdowne Resort at the bar.
Sure.
And my most famous thing is walking on a beach. And watching other people's reactions because I only get on one foot. I only get three toe prints, and it's the first two, and then the pinky.
Cool. That's funny.
He is a true freak,
and he lives with his freakdom in a very good way, which is wonderful.
I'm very comfortable with.
You're comfortable
it.
With your freakdom.
That's good.
I like it.
Thanks. How do chicks feel about your feet?
They love to suck on my toes.
Oh! I'll tell you right now, you keep those dogs in that boot with the heavy wool socks, they're not going to suck on those toes.
Girls love to suck on your diseased toes? I mean, on your small toes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, very good. Thank you. You are
a
legitimate...
I have a friend that likes to clip my toenails.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Call her out. Yeah, you know, the freakdom didn't faze me at all.
Before you came in today.
I tell you, the freakdom didn't faze me at all. The foot odor is what got me.
The foot odor was very rough.
Yeah. Well, I've been at work all day. I kind of skipped out of work to come boogie down here real quick.
See, and I was not able to get the odor, so I had nothing but simply
just had nothing but love for the feet.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, it's a great freak thing.
He's got some fuggly feet. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Damien.
Thank you so much, guys.
We'll
thanks,
let you know.
Damien.
Pleasure meeting you. Thank you, Damien. Bye-bye. Get out of here. Let's bring the next contestant in.
Great acts today.
That was really bad, huh, Mike?
Yeah, it caught me by surprise. You know, when he first took his boot off, I got right over there on top to see the freakdom, and then there was a wave of, like, cheesy, yeasty foot odor that I have never smelled before. Still in here.
It was bad.
Very bad.
It was very bad.
Imagine that. A man with undeveloped toes.
Right now,
stinking.
The next guy, his name is David. And this is the guy who's going to attempt to do the same trick that Patty did.
All right.
He's a guy who I think is maybe double, triple, quadruple jointed, something like that.
Hi, I see you brought a book.
Hi, David.
I got a Mason. I just doing a little reading while I was out there. So.
Oh. Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
How you doing, David?
Pretty good.
And what grade are you in? Are you in 13th grade, 14th grade?
I'm in first grade. No, I I'm a junior. Eighth year junior. 26-year-old junior, but, you know.
All right, so I hope you graduate in 16 years, then.
And what is your talent? What can you do with your arms, Dave?
I can take them and with my arms behind my back, uh-huh. my hands together, and pull them all the way around without moving my hands from each other.
Okay, very good.
Do you understand what he's saying?
Yes, he will have his hands starting behind his back, and then he will bring them completely over his head. While they are still clasped.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well,
we don't need to have you get naked or anything.
Get the full effect if I mean, I'm going to have a t-shirt on.
Oh, I see. He's going to take off his flannel shirt.
All right. Did you shower today?
Yeah.
All right. Just say, you know, I'm into the whole hygiene drip right now. What's your t-shirt say? Lickety split?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
DC punk rock. Did you get a good look at Damien?
Yeah.
Did you see his feet?
I didn't see his feet.
You smell the foot odor in here now still?
Yeah, it really smells. Yeah,
okay. All right, we're ready. Go ahead. All right, now that's fast, but that's a good trick.
Yeah, he is definitely. Here we go.
Back.
All right. Yeah, can you do it backwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Go.
What he does is he... Okay. Because he's double-jointed, what he is able
does
to
that
do...
Hurt? Does that hurt?
It does, but like when I was little, I used to do it all the time. People would give me money and stuff to do it, but... Right. It does now.
He can clasp his hands.
I lift weights, and it makes my shoulders. So.
Oh, yeah,
he clasps his hands in front of him and puts his hands over the top of his head.
And goes all the way in back of him and keeps, you know, anybody can, like, clasp their hands in front and break them and clasp them in back.
Right.
He doesn't break them. He does over his head, and you see that pop sound where you basically take your shoulder out of the socket.
Yeah, and I think one of my elbows popped.
Your right elbow something, because both arms, the shoulder popped, and then an arm popped.
Yeah, the elbow, yeah.
It was kind of like that quick. Yeah.
All right, thank you, David.
Hey, let's get more.
Thank you. Very nice, David.
Very nice. Thank you, David.
Get out of here, David.
Thanks. Nice job. Take your book with you.
We got the four nipple boy coming in next.
Four nipple boy.
Jeff, boy with four nipples.
He coming right up?
Yeah. And right. The five nipple guy is not here yet. So I think...
I was just doing my impression of David.
I think we'll probably just vote after we see the four nipple guy.
Four nipple guy.
Because that would have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 acts today.
Excellent.
That's plenty of acts. We should have at least one winner if everybody votes on a secret ballot. If it's Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Lisa, that's five.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we won't have a tie.
Right. Okay.
Here is Jeff. Another weird-looking dude. Okay.
Remember the guy I was talking about? Scary guy.
Hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
How you doing, sir? Where are you from?
Long Island, New York, originally. Just moved to Baltimore.
All right, from Long Island. Oh. And,
Me.
You are weird. Do you think you consider yourself to be weird?
Mildly.
Has anybody ever called you scary?
I'm freak, but I don't dress like a freak, but, you know, I have, you know, ideas like that, you know?
You have freaky ideas? Like what? Give me a freaky idea.
Just...
Has anybody ever called you scary?
Yeah, I have eyes, like, they're kind of deep and sunken in, so, like, if I look at somebody,
they kind of,
like...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, don't look.
You know, you got to look at Buzz, because Buzz watches this show.
Yes.
He kind of looks like a psychotic Will and Grace, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, as a matter of fact.
I don't know which one of those guys is the fag on that show.
No, not the fag. Just because I'm well-dressed does not mean I'm a fag.
Hey, have you ever done anything where you've been, like, imprisoned or institutionalized?
Not yet.
Very good. Okay, and the four nipples, are they natural or did you have surgery?
Natural.
Come on. I'm asking.
All natural.
All natural. Okay, let's see them.
All right, very good. Now he's going to expose his four nipples.
Take your shirt off. Let's see your four nipples.
All right, let's see what's going on.
In the womb, we all start out with, I think, six or eight of them, and then most of them go away.
Yeah, in the womb, Buzz, we're like puppies.
Right. All right, there's one.
And, okay, that's one.
Okay.
Oh, I see. He's got on his one areola there.
There's two nipples.
There's two nipples.
Well, I'm going to need to see this also.
Okay, and... Three and... Oh, Lisa, there's no need to touch his nipples.
No, I didn't. I didn't touch.
I don't know. I'm seeing two nipples.
I got that problem with the ladies. I don't know.
Okay, hold on a second. Show Buzz. Buzz, tell us how many nipples you see there.
Well, it's like one areola.
This one was used to before, but then it's going away. But these two are prominent.
It's one areola with two or three nipples, and then the one on the left has two or three also.
No, Mike, you know what? The one on the left definitely has two nipples.
Let me see.
Look again, Mike. Look at the one on the left. He's got two nipples on the left.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Right.
Okay?
Right. I understand.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Technically, I'm going to give you credit as being the five nipple boy. I believe that that's only fair. that he gets the crown as the five nipple.
You know what I was looking for? I mean, I don't want to disappoint you here, but I was looking for
another row or something like that. I have a doctor, a really good friend of mine. He's from Hopkins. He's a Hopkins doctor.
Yeah.
I forget what he called it, but he told me the other night it's 1, 2, 3.
Oh, really?
That is not freaky. That's very common. You know, having
like a dog has two rows.
Yeah, like puppies.
This he's never seen in his life. He's like, oh, my God.
Oh, really? So your thing he's never seen.
And back me up, but he couldn't make it tonight.
So what this guy has on his areola, he's got actually the nipples themselves. He's got two areolas, and he's got five nipples.
It looks like two zits.
Bunched together, really.
On his areola.
Yeah.
But it's not.
You can go, to the beach.
Give me an ice tube, and I'll show you that they're nipples.
Sir?
No, we believe
you. Can go to the beach and take your shirt off, and it doesn't,
Exactly.
But imagine if you would a fried egg with a double yolked egg.
Okay, that's not bad.
All right, that's Jeff. Thank you. Get out, Jeff.
Always food with you.
Very nice to meet you, Jeff. Thanks, Jeff. Listen, here's who we have to vote on now, kids.
Okay.
Oh, this is tough. We have the first contestant. I forget the dude's name. It was Rob, I think.
Yeah. Matches.
The guy who ate. Actually, what he did was he took three packs of matches, lit them, extinguished them in his mouth, then did the same with the fourth.
And ate the matches.
Then he had Josh, the guy with the trick balls, the guy who could make his balls pulsate like the human heart. Then you had Eric. He's the guy who took the chain, put it in his nose, made it come out of his mouth, and then he, rang it back and forth. He pulled on one end, and it went through his mouth and his nose. Then you had Patty, who had the inside-out armpits.
Right.
Now, remember, judges, she didn't go all the way. She didn't swing for the fences.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Christian, the guy who was able to smoke and make the smoke come out his right ear.
Right.
Then you had Damien, the guy with the weird toes.
Yep.
And the foot odor.
Okay.
Then you had David, the guy who came in and could flip his arms. And then you just met Jeff. The five-nipple boy.
All right, are we supposed to vote now?
Hold on, before we vote, let's see if anybody on the phone has any thoughts about this.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I thought you guys might like to know, since you had a nipple guy on, my lovely wife had a baby a few months ago, and she's, of course, breastfeeding the baby, and one day when her milk started coming in, we were just standing there, just got a shower, and, it's kind of hot, so it gets everything going, I guess. And her milk started coming out of about five different places by areolas.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Hello. Wow. So good story. Good. That's the way you do it. That's the way you tell a story on this show.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Hey. I just wanted to let you guys know I work with a guy whose last name is Areola.
All right, thank you.
Wow.
All right, well, listen, that's enough feedback. Everybody, write
two fine phone calls though.
Write down your votes and pass them to the front of the class, please. Robbie, you got yours.
Okay.
Lisa, here you go. Here's a nice purple Sharpie for you. To write down yours. Mike, pass it over, please.
Here you go, Don.
We'll just read these live on the air.
Okay.
And now there is a possibility we could have a five-way tie if we all vote for different people.
Yes, that could happen. And because then we have to re-vote.
Because I'm telling you, I'm already seeing the possibility. Here's Buzz's.
Buzz's is dimpled, but it's not punched out. So I don't know what to...
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Robbie, I need some timpanis, please. Because
right.
I know in the next room everybody's very, very excited.
And you're going to do it Survivor style, right? Where you're going to just take the votes and read them all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
The first vote is for Patty.
Patty, the lady with the inside-out armpits.
The second vote is for Rob, the fire eater.
Fire eater Rob, our very first guy.
The first vote for Damien, the toe guy.
Wow. And the foot odor boy.
The next vote is for Rob, the fire eater.
Fire eater man.
So the score is fire eater 2, Patty 1, toe guy 1.
Right.
Toe guy.
Ah.
A tie between the toe guy and the fire eater.
It is time to re-vote.
But we can only vote for those two people, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
One so whoever two. Voted for Patty,
Rob,
right? You will have to change your votes.
Okay.
Mike.
All right.
Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Mine.
Really, I just want to say the swing vote here, it goes with Rob.
Sure.
Unless you're going to change your vote, Lisa. Are you changing your vote, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. Then We'll recount now. Mike, we have a stunning development.
What has happened, Don?
Buzz changed his vote.
That's what revoting's all about.
Okay, the first vote is for the toe guy.
The toe guy.
The second vote is for the fire eater.
Match boy.
The third vote is for the fire eater.
Fire eater.
The fourth vote is for the toe guy.
Toe guy.
And Buzz, who had previously voted for the fire guy,
mm-hmm.
has flip-flopped
yep.
and voted for the toe guy.
The toe guy is the winner.
The toe guy wins.
The toe guy. A real freak.
Buzz, how could you do that? Bring him in. Bring in Damien.
Bring in Damien. He wins the $1,000.
Yeah, Buzz, you didn't have the switch vote. Rob is the only guy who voted for Patty.
That's true. I was really entertained by the match guy, but I thought about it just before we re-voted, and I decided that the best freak, really,
yep.
was Damien because of his toes, so that's why I changed my vote.
Yeah, when I voted for Damien, I put real freak underneath it, because mm-hmm. he really yeah. technically was the only real, real freak that we had.
Well, bring him in, ladies
Let's
and gentlemen. There he is, Damien.
He's so happy with his
congratulations. Thank you.
Damien.
Yes.
Please, don't take your shoes off again.
Thank God.
But Damien, let me tell you that you have won $1,000 cash.
Wow.
You can give me some of that on the
Yeah.
From Hotwire.com. Hotwire, the brand new online travel company that makes it simple for you to get a great deal on travel. Hotwire gives you the best fare with no hassles. No bidding, no guesswork. Hotwire, a great trip starts with a great deal. What are you going to do with your $1,000?
Well, I'm probably going to split half of it with my boss who let me go. So
very wise.
But other than that, I'm going to buy Christmas presents.
Hey, way to go. Well, you know who you should thank.
Thank you.
No, right
That's
there.
The man right over there.
Damien. Guy Birdley, because I'm telling you, the first round, here's how it voted.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz and I voted for the fire guy.
Mm-hmm.
Rob voted for Patty. And Mike and Lisa voted for you.
That's right.
The second round, when really Rob was the only one that had to change his vote because
right.
because he voted for Patty, he changed his vote to the fire guy. Buzz flipped his vote to you.
And that kicked it over the top for you, Damien.
Cool. Thank you so much, guys.
Damien, congratulations. You and your fuggly feet have just won yourself $1,000. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Way to go, Damien.
Get out of here, please.
And, you know, I just realized when Damien, not only was he a real freak, but he also did that little trick where he flipped us both off with his toe.
Yeah, that was a nice move. He would have been my second choice. He really would have.
They were all terrific, though. They were all fantastic.
Very nice freaks today. It's just too bad the guy that was going to have sex with the pumpkin never showed up.
Yeah. That, you know, he definitely would have been a finalist.
He sure would have. and incidentally, want to say hello to Bob, who's been waiting out in the lobby. He's the guy who wants to eat the pumpkin. Oh, bye, Patty.
Bye. Sorry, Patty.
Patty.
47-year-old Patty.
Very nice. He goes, H-O-T. Mm-hmm. Yes, a guy named Bob has been waiting out in the lobby for 3 hours, waiting for the pumpkin guy to get here so he could eat the pumpkin after the guy made love to it.
It's a shame the guy never showed up.
No. Yeah.
Bob, you'll have to go out and do it yourself. Get your own pumpkin.
Bob, we'll get you some wrestling tickets.
There you go.
And we want to thank everybody. No, Rob, it wasn't Bob's skin.
I was just waiting, standing by to eat the pumpkin.
It was a different Bob.
Okay. Trick, have you seen my shrubs?
Hold on. Time out. Listen, when we come back, oh, you know what? We have time for a bit before news and comments tonight. Mike, are you up for some Way Out There?
Way Out There, absolutely.
So we have got a stack of Way Out There, 6 penises high.
Fantastic.
And we will get to that right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any cold pasta?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray from last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Hmm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, Name That Pope?
Gave me communion.
Oh, I'll bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean to verge.
Well,
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a fag. That's it. Because otherwise, I got a question when I'm hearing it.
They love to screw until they're tired and sore.
We do.
Don and Mike.
All right, listen tomorrow morning. We're playing paintball.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking to Major Artinger.
And you are welcome to come out and watch us, Don and Mike Show, versus the slimy, sucky sales department here of WJFK.
And, Bretta, quit whining, okay? Don't whine every time I see you in the hallway.
We're playing paintball against the sales staff tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. sharp. Don't cost nothing to get in. Come on out and watch us kick their ass.
Yeah.
Dev's Paintball. For directions, call 888-826-7387. You'll hear a tape of the entire battle on Monday's episode.
There are going to be a lot of bodies left on that field.
We are going to kill them. Now, time for a quick change into our personas as Ken Stevens and Alan Linewand.
Let's do it. Let me give you the setup.
All right. Rob, tell her that she'll be on with Ken and Alan in just one moment.
Okay, put her on hold.
No, don't put her on hold.
Ma'am, Ken and Al will be with you in about 30 seconds. Stand by to
go. Okay, you can put her on hold now so that she can hear audio. All right, everybody, welcome back to Way Out There on this good-looking Friday. I'm Ken Stevens.
And I'm Alan Linewand.
We are, as you know, openly gay and proud to be members of the CBF Entertainment family, and they allow us to come on the air once a week to do this show.
I hope everybody's having a pleasant afternoon.
The show is called Way Out There, and today we're going to be calling a lady in San Luis Obispo, California.
Oh, that is a beautiful place. Isn't that where the swallows go, or the little birds, or something like that? I'm not sure.
Now, listen, I know we have a radio station there. Yes, we do!
Wonderful!
99.7 FM KCAL, that is the radio station.
Extremely exciting.
For Ken and Al. Now, here's the deal. The company is the world's largest manufacturer of V-strings, which are fake, can I say this? Fake vaginas.
Oh, really?
They give men a taste of womanhood.
So you actually put them on, like, clothing and they give you a vagina?
A V-string costs as much as $250.
Oh, that's exciting.
But it covers the male genital.
Completely?
So effectively that you cannot tell the he from a she.
Oh, what an interesting product. I think that's so exciting.
And with Christmas around the corner.
Yes.
What gay man listening to us right now doesn't want to have a vagina to take to his Christmas party?
I think it's wonderful. Who wouldn't want a V-string? It's exciting new technology.
Well, joining us now on the phone, she'll be known simply as Lady One. Hello, Lady One.
Hello.
Hello, my name's Ken Stevens.
And I'm Alan Linewand, and you're on the Way Out There program. Thanks so much for joining us.
This is great.
We are gay. We are out. We are proud.
And we want to wear your V-string.
We okay. Let me tell you a little bit about our show. We work in management for CBS Radio.
Uh-huh.
Once a week, the Westwood One Radio Network lets us come on and do a show from an entirely gay perspective.
That's right. For gays, about gays, and everything in the gay community. Are you in the life by any chance?
Am I what?
Don't worry about it.
For years and years, we hid the fact among our coworkers, and rather well, I think, that we were gay men. But now we're out. We're doing a show once a week,
and everybody here at the station and everywhere we go, whether it's Ken Stevens or Alan Linewand walking down the street, someone will at least once a day say, "Hey, guys, you're way out there."
And we love that because it says they're listening to the show. And listen, I want to say to everybody out there listening, all my friends and family,
yes,
that... This is Ken Stevens speaking.
Go ahead, Ken.
I've discovered what I want for Christmas this year.
What is that?
I want a fake vagina.
Like the V-string that this lady sells.
Can you tell us, where did you come up with the idea for a fake vagina for a man?
Well, this has been an ongoing project for about 20 years. That my husband, he had been doing some work in the movie industry, and someone had come to him and said, "Hey, can you do this?" And so he's been developing it. And about 2.5 years ago, we decided to put them on this thing called the Internet.
Yes, of course. We all know about the Internet.
Oh, and listen, if you get a chance, let me get a little plug in here for our website.
Our favorite website.
Scatlover.com, S-C-A-T-L-O-V-E-R.com. We're all over that website.
You'll love it. There's a lot all over that website.
Oh,
Your new favorite website is going to be castlesupplies.com.
Castlesupplies.com.
Now, I wanted to say something to you, and you're a lady. I'm sure you're a beautiful lady, but I want to tell you something.
What?
I find the vagina to be repulsive.
I know you do. Yeah, Ken, your honesty is appreciated.
There's nothing I love more than the male genitalia.
I know you do.
This is Ken Stevens, everybody. I'm saying it to you now.
Yes, and you would not be necessarily in the market for the V-string, would you, Ken?
You know what I think, though? I think it would be a great holiday gag gift.
Well, it would be wonderful for drag shows, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And it covers up the male genitalia completely?
Yes, it does. We have three different models.
Do you really?
We have four different models now.
Is that small, extra large, and watch out, America?
Well, those are the sizes.
Ah.
We have four different models. We have our original, which just hides everything and holds everything in place.
You wouldn't have a Zsa Zsa model, would you?
What's a Zsa Zsa model?
Well, just, all big and ready.
They're all big and ready.
Alan, sorry, that was blue.
Listen, can I ask you a graphic question?
Sure.
Do they have hair?
Yes.
And they look real?
Yes.
Do they feel real?
They feel as real as a condom.
Oh, really?
They're made out of latex.
Uh-huh.
They're like a Halloween mask. I call them a Halloween mask for the genitals.
A Halloween mask for the genitals?
Oh, this is dreamy.
That is fantastic.
This is just dreamy. Run us through your catalog. You said you have four different plastic vaginas. What kind do you have?
Rubber. Rubber.
That's right. Not plastic. Rubber.
Not plastic. Plastic's hard.
Latex. Yes. Yes. Go on. What models do you have?
Our original, which is just basic. It hides everything, holds everything in place. It's a gaff. It's a gaff.
A gaff?
It holds everything in place. You don't have to tuck. You don't have to tape. You don't have to do all that stuff to hide yourself.
Oh, fantastic.
That's very nice.
I tell you, I just want this under my Christmas tree. I know I know that you look kind of weird at me when I do this, Ken Stevens, but I'll tell you right now, it's a dream come true for me.
Alan Linewand, it's taken me years to be bold enough to say this.
Yes.
Everybody at CBS.
Of course.
This is Ken Stevens speaking.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I love penis.
I know you do.
I love it. I can't live without it. I got to have it. 24 hours a day.
But you haven't heard the best.
Okay, tell us the best, please.
We have the next one that we came out with is called a pocket V-string, which it actually has a little pocket or funnel attached to the urethra.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It's placed in there, and you can urinate as a woman.
Oh, wow.
Let me just say something. That might be a turn on.
I think that would be very, very exciting. Now I want two. I want the original recipe, and I want that pocket version that you were talking about.
Well, then we have another one that we came out with. It's called a sheath, and that's for sexual pleasure. There's a vaginal canal sheath attached to the vagina opening.
Oh, fantastic. Let me tell you something. Can I just tell my partner something right now?
Yeah.
My life partner, Ken Stevens.
I'm here, Alan.
Let me just say, I'm not going to be the host of the party this year. Liza's going to host the party this year, if you know what I mean. Liza with a Z will host the party. That's right. I'll rent the wheelchair.
And what is the fourth variety you have, darling?
We just put it online this week. We here in the shop call it our ultimate, but online...
The ultimate vagina.
Yeah, it's actually online. It's called a sheath with a urinating bladder.
Oh, I want to buy that for a friend of mine named Andy Rice.
Oh, fantastic. That's a great idea.
I want to tell you about this man I know. He's another one of our gay friends who works here at CBS.
Yes.
For whatever reason, he enjoys going tinkle while he's sitting down.
It'll be a perfect stocking stuffer. Fantastic.
You can, if you go out and drag, these people, they go out and drag.
You mean these people? You mean me?
You!
Of course, you can go out and drag. I'll just wallow in it.
And you don't have to, you can go in the women's room and not have to worry about a thing.
I have to tell you a quick story. There's one time when I went out and I was wearing hose and I really had to go badly. And, of course, I was doing the tuck behind. You understand that move. And I ripped a hole in the hose. And then when I was on stage, they ran all the way down my right leg. And everyone could see my exposed leg. And when your hose aren't working in a drag show, you're not working in a drag show.
I got the phone call that night.
Right.
Someone crying big crocodile tears.
was really, it was one of the most embarrassing nights of my life. As a matter of fact, I think about it, and I still get high.
Listen, put yourself together. We've got about a minute before we go to break. I've been asked to mention that the anal experience with Eric Bickle will be on the air following this show tonight.
Eric's subject tonight, of course, will be shaving. Is it right for you?
The anal experience with Eric Bickle. That follows up. And tonight, incidentally, it's Fellatio Friday with John Paul Flame.
Fantastic.
So we've got an exciting night of gay programming ready for you right here. It's The Way Out There Show. I'm Ken Steven.
And I'm Alan Limewine, and we're learning about artificial vaginas.
Now, once again, what's the website for anyone who wants to buy the fake vaggie?
www.castlesupplies.com.
A round of applause for the B-string lady.
Thank you very much. You're so sweet.
You are, too.
Thank you very much for your time.
And I hope you sell a million of them, and I hope you send one to me.
Well, I'll give you, I need to know where to send it to.
Yes, I think that you, Alan Limewine, let's be honest, you're an executive for CBS Radio.
You can afford
to pay above going market rate for this fake vagina.
You're absolutely right. This is such a wonderful product. I will pay out of my own pocket, and I'll go right to your website and order it myself.
Well, we'll look forward to getting that order.
All right, lady. All right, listen, thank you so much for your time. Until next time, we want to thank you for your time. The current time is 29 minutes past the hour. Until next time, we're out of time.
Yes, we are.
I'm Ken Stevens.
And I'm Alan Limewine.
We're gay, we're proud, we're way out there, and we want to thank our guest, Lady One. Stand by for all things anal with your host, Eric Bickle.
Thank you, Lady One.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wonderful. Hold on, our producer needs to speak to you.
Okay.
Hold on a moment, please.
Thanks. Oh, that was exciting.
I want to tell you something. That was fascinating. Now, listen, tonight on All About Anal,
it's going to be great. As I mentioned before, it's the shaving show. Is it right for me?
Eric loves anal.
He does.
Eric Bickle loves anal sex. He'll be discussing it tonight for the next half hour right here on the Westwood One Radio Network. So we want to have a great weekend, everybody.
Toodaloo.
Okay.
Rob's just picked up the phone. How are
you? Thank you again for your time. We do appreciate it. If you would like to send one of those along to Alan, I'm sure you would really like it for Christmas. Let me give you his name and the address.
Very good, Rob.
Include your address. We'll send T-shirts right out. It's A-L-A-N-L-E-I-N-W-A-N-D.
You see,
the mighty
Ken Stevens and Alan Limewand are our bosses. I like it when you do that at the end of that bit. That's why it's funny. And now, Alan Limewine will be receiving an artificial vagina for Christmas.
Virginia, 22030. Oh, and he's handing me a note. He says, please put on it personal contents for Alan's eyes only. He doesn't want it getting out. That'd be great. And make sure you include a return address. We'll send some way out there T-shirts to you. And
hey, won't this be? Won't this be the very first time we ever sent Alan something?
God bless and Merry Christmas. All right, bye-bye.
She was good people.
She was.
Fantastic.
Well done.
Good job.
Well done. Well, that was another exciting edition of Way Out There.
Yay.
Hope you liked it, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Now for the news and the comments with our man, Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Yes.
He made it up.
Is your lead story tonight the fact that All About Anal with Eric Bickle should be starting right now?
No, I think you've promoted that very well, and we wish him luck. But tonight's lead story is, do McDonald's chicken heads pose a choking hazard?
Hey, you know what, Rob? That goddamn McDonald's never called us back today, did they?
Shocker.
They never did, the McDonald's in question.
I can't believe they never did.
All right, well, it's another chance for us to look at that ridiculous picture.
Very good.
Of the fried chicken head. Well, we come right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It's time to squat and take a growler. It's time for Don and Mike.
All right, let's get right. into the world of Guy Burley. Hello, Buzz.
Don and Mike, you cannot get chicken wings at McDonald's in most of America, and maybe that's a good thing. Because in Newport News, Virginia, where the wings are being test marketed, Catherine Ortega got more than she bargained for in her order of wings. One of the battered and deep-fried items in the box definitely wasn't a wing. Quoting Catherine, I noticed it had a beak and eyes. I screamed.
Now listen, I gave this website out earlier today, and this is the definitive website to see the best picture. It's from a TV station up there in the Norfolk, Virginia area. Go to www.wvec.com and click on the icon that says McChicken Head. Because they give you on this website the best picture, bar none, better than anything in the New York Post or the Washington Post today.
It's a color picture of the chicken head deep fried, and it's exactly what it is. It's a deep fried chicken head.
I mean, you see the feathers on top.
The comb.
You see the jowls underneath.
Right.
You see the mouth.
The beak.
The neck, the beak. And it says in the story that the chicken's beak, the comb on top of its head, and some feathers were visible.
It's a great picture.
And that website you mentioned is getting 40,000 hits an hour, and now the picture has spread to websites all over the world. The story's gone worldwide. The manager of the local Mickey D's was not as disturbed as Catherine Ortega. Quoting him, bring it back. We'll send it back to the company. The manager may change his tune. Catherine has now hired an attorney. She says one of her children had nightmares about the chicken head last night.
Right. Good coaching there by the attorney.
Yeah, very good.
McDonald's officials haven't been available for comment. Catherine says, I will probably cook at home from now on.
That's a good line.
Well, today was the day that lawyers for Bush and Gore went before the Supreme Court. We don't have a ruling from the court yet, and we may not have one till early next week. Lawyers for Bush argued that all the recounts that have been done should just be ignored and that we should stick with the original machine count from election night. Lawyers for Gore argued that the election was too close not to make sure every vote was counted.
The whole thing was boring as S.
Very boring.
To listen to this thing, because they were just playing back the tapes. And I said to Frieda when we were watching this today, I said, it's like the old days of radio. We're sitting around a 35-inch television with surround sound, and we are listening to a tape that has no video with it.
Yeah, and justice doesn't move swiftly. I mean, it's this is tedious. Hey, you know, the whole process has gotten tedious, but this is the most tedious part of that process.
And for the Supreme Court, this is fast.
Right.
You know, if what Justice David Souter said today is any indication, the court's going to leave things as they are and not grant Bush's request to throw out the recount. Here's tape from Justice David Souter.
Gotcha. What is it?
He's one of the younger ones. That sounds too old for David Souter.
Where did you get that nickname?
Well, that guy's also too old. It's the one that says David Souter.
David Souter. Okay, yeah. I got you. Hold on a second.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
that's a young man.
Younger, but I don't think that's him.
All right, who is it?
David Souter, Supreme Court Justice.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg!
No, it's neither one of them.
All right, here it is. Really,
it must be.
The dude's name is?
David Souter.
Here he is.
No, not him.
I beg pardon?
All right. Here he is.
Why should the federal judiciary be interfering in what seems to be a very carefully thought out scheme for determining what happens if you are right?
Does everybody realize what I do? As soon as that tape came on, I started thinking about going home.
Right.
I mean, no offense to Buzz,
no,
who prepares the news.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, as soon as I hear this guy, letter EQ.
Why should the federal judiciary be in
it's tune-out time.
It seems to be
right.
Like, very carefully thought.
Is it ba-ba-ba-ba-ba?
You're hearing what your dog hears when you talk to your dog.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
That's right.
What happens?
Never a tremor of doubt in my body.
And what happens when they decide?
Then it'll be up to other courts. Do you know there are 20 lawsuits pending in the state of Florida connected to the election at this point?
Well,
20 other lawsuits.
Oh, my God.
And then, of course, the Florida legislature is talking about getting involved. Now, the justices today would not allow cameras, as usual, but did take the unprecedented step of releasing same-day audio tape.
Yeah, way to move into the 21st century.
Lucky us. President Clinton says if we counted all the votes in Florida, Al Gore would win.
President Clinton.
In fact, the president says, and I quote, America will be embarrassed in front of the world if we don't count all the votes. Up till now, Mr. Clinton's mostly stayed out of the mess. This from Canadian and German reporters who met with the president this week, these quotes. They say that Clinton passionately...
President Clinton!
Yeah, hi.
I speak to you from the Deutschland Times.
Hi, my German friend. How are you?
How do you feel about the elections? There's no winner.
Yeah, you want the company answer or the true answer?
I would like the true answer. I am Major Hochstetter.
Let me tell you something right now, Major Hochstetter. That is a fine-looking uniform, and I just wanted to say three words to you.
Yes?
I don't care. Well, these are five words.
Thank you for talking to the Deutschland Press.
It's like the five-word answer?
Yes.
I don't give an S. There you go.
Well, these reporters say Clinton passionately dissected the minutiae of each county's vote and came to the conclusion that Gore won Florida by at least 100 votes instead of losing by 537.
Would you like my opinion?
Yes, please.
What is your opinion, Major?
I will give it to you in my home tongue.
Oh, very good.
What is that?
Essen, mein Scheiß.
Oh, dear. That's dirty. I suggest scatlover.com.
Great sight.
Great sight. Ted Turner, meanwhile, Ted Turner says we ought to have a runoff election.
Aw.
Quoting him, let's face it, it's a statistical tie. That's what you'd call it if it was a sporting event. Turner was speaking to the World Affairs Council in Philadelphia when he said this. Quoting again, I think we ought to amend the Constitution so this doesn't happen again. Then if we don't have a winner, we have another election a few days later. That's Ted's idea.
Right. Someone should just tell him, here's what he's good at.
Yeah.
You run Little House on the Prairie at 9:05. You run Madlock at 10:05. Mm-hmm. And then you run McHale's Navy at 12:05.
Right. A brilliant man for that type of stuff.
That's what you're good at, Ted. Everything else, shut up. Buzz?
Yes.
Time out.
All right.
Got to do a break. Be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him. He wasn't afraid of experimenting.
Oh, really?
I like men like that.
What?
Men who give me pleasure.
What?
He gave me a lot of pleasure.
Oh, really?
God damn it.
Right on.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we got another one of these Razor Extreme scooters to give away today. No fighting.
Ooh. Oh, we're just going to give one away?
Yeah, at the end of the show today. And we'll be playing paintball tomorrow against the sales staff. This is a free event to come out and watch. Watch us kill them.
Charlie Broyhill has come up lame, and he's not going to be able to run. So he's going to be, we got some serious problems on this team.
But he's still going to shoot, right?
He's going to shoot. He's going to shoot, but he was just telling me, I can't run. You know, we're looking, I just want to say, I'll pull it together because I am the Emperor's Tojo. But I will tell you right now, I'm getting a little concerned.
Listen, Tojo, this is going to be...
Tojo.
This is going to be like the Jets in Super Bowl III.
Okay.
No one thinks we can win.
We're going to win.
We're going to pull it out.
Yep.
Tomorrow at Pev's Paintball. For directions, go to www.pevs.com. We play at 10 a.m. See you there. Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. You know, it's gotten to the point at this point that Ford is now recalling vehicles it's already recalled for other problems. Now Ford is recalling nearly 900,000 of its SUVs. The company wants to replace some faulty parts on the suspension systems.
Parts is parts, Buzz.
The 1995 through 1997 models of the Explorer and 97 models of the Mercury Mountaineer have sway bar links that can break off in cold weather. The sway bar helps keep the vehicle upright in a turn. Thousands of these same vehicles had already been recalled because of the Firestone tire problem.
Baby, look at my sway bar.
Ooh, that is a fine sway bar.
Baby, look at my sway bar.
That is a fine sway bar. Call me. I'll read a psychic reading.
Uh-huh. Here's my question.
Yes? Yeah.
Do I have... I'm calling the psychic hotline right now.
Yeah, what is your question for me, the psychic?
Do I have a nice, pretty sway bar?
Let me see what the cards say. Ooh, they say you got a great, you got a great sway bar. Big and long and hard.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the psychic hotline.
And incidentally, do you know who this is?
Who's this?
This is Stedman Grant.
You take care of that Oprah. She's a great lady.
Oh, baby.
come out of the bathroom and see my sway bar. I got that phone psychic on the line, baby.
She won't be coming out the bathroom. I see on the cards right now. She's having the vish diarrhea.
Ah. Have you seen the commercials with this?
Oh yeah, the psychic lady.
I don't know if she's Jamaican or what.
She's obviously doing the Jamaican accent, and she's got the tarot cards, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Well, things haven't gotten much better at United Airlines during this holiday season. United canceled more than 100 flights yesterday for the second straight day. United blames its mechanics, who say the ITSEs are refusing to work overtime as they hold out for a new labor contract. The problems seem to ease up over Thanksgiving week when airlines are at their busiest, but Wednesday there were 134 canceled flights by United, the most it's had to cancel in a month.
And when airlines around the world follow the U.S. lead in banning smoking on airlines, one Japanese airline's headed the other way.
Well, I'm all for that.
One of the country's struggling airlines has once again set aside some of its seats, about one-fourth of the plane, for smokers. The airline's getting complaints from non-smokers, but it says it's doing what it has to compete with the other Japanese airlines.
Hello. This is Joe Campbell. When you fly on Cancer Air, you can smoke anywhere you want, Joe.
We are importing more smoking sections from Japan.
You can smoke in the bathroom. You can smoke in your chair. You can smoke in the aisles.
Thank you, Joe Campbell. I am Masatoshi Ono, the new chairman of Cancer Air.
Just ask one of our Cancer Air waitresses in the sky, to say, hey, bring me a nice non-filter serum cigarette.
Thank you, Joe Camelson. Oh, Millionaire Wager Watch. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Still a powerful show in the Nielsen ratings. Three of its four episodes a week still consistently make the top 10, but viewership is down now by 30% from the show's heyday when everyone was running around asking, is that your final answer?
I'm going to lose this bet to you that we have.
It'll be on the regular schedule after the first of the year.
But the headline today in USA Today says, Millionaire Losing Viewers by the Millions, and if you go down about three-quarters of the way through the article,
yes,
it says the number of weekly millionaires will fluctuate, much like NBC's Dateline, if ratings decline further.
I love that.
But for now, they're going to resort to more stunts. A parent and child edition aired last week.
That's correct.
And they plan tournaments with college and high school students.
Yeah, that's what they do when they're struggling.
Couples.
Right.
Rock stars. And they're going to repeat the celebrity who wants to be a millionaire with pop-up bubbles.
Oh,
like on pop-up video.
And you know when they start doing it with DJs,
yeah.
Run for the hills.
Right. The show, I'm going to lose my bet to Mike.
It's going
to
be close.
Because it's going to be on the schedule by the end of the year. But it's,
and the bet again is you have to take Dennis Murphy to lunch.
At the Palm. At Tommy's Power Table.
Very good. You want to concede the bet now?
No.
Okay. I mean, that's a move that you pioneered, and I wanted to see if maybe if you'd like to go ahead and, if you'd like to concede the bet now, it doesn't have to be the Palm. It could be anywhere else.
No.
Okay. I'd like to wait. Thank you.
All right. Viewership on Thursday is down by 34%. Leading the exodus are young adults. The average viewing age has climbed from 44 to 54, giving Millionaire one of the oldest audiences in prime time now.
Mm-hmm.
Since advertisers love the young adults, ABC's having to cut the price on Millionaire's commercials.
Oh, not only that, I read that they're actually having to give free commercials.
Yes, to make up, yeah.
But it's right, because I guess they sell until you're going to get so many millions of people watching.
Right.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, and I'm making all these birthday calls. God, what a pain in the ass.
Hi, Reed.
How you doing, Gordon? Happy 70th birthday.
Hey, Reed.
Hey, how are you? How you doing, big guy?
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg.
I love that.
Buzz, we've got to do another break.
All right.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, you and your families too. Now let's talk about the game.
Even better than sex and steak. It's Don and Mike.
There's not going to be a controversy. We got another segment with Buzz. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello, Buzz. Hello, Buzz.
Well, we now know that Opie and Anthony, our brother DJs in New York, are behind us. A funny thing happened to President Clinton on his way to a charity fundraiser the other night.
President Clinton.
His motorcade encountered a busload of partially nude women, according to the Daily News. The Voyeur Bus, as it was called, was out on the streets to promote an X-rated website. The crowd that had gathered around the bus near 6th Avenue and 40th Street blocked the way of the presidential motorcade, so police stepped in and hauled the topless and lingerie-clad models to jail.
Well, now that's not right.
No word on what they were charged with. You know, their lawyer agrees, quoting him, "This city is no fun at all anymore."
What a great line from a lawyer.
Yeah.
Good bit for ONA.
Yes,
yeah, very good. Good bit. See, and that's my whole point.
Right.
Earlier. Mm-hmm. I bet that Opie and Anthony, when they... because Ken had to know about that.
Mm-hmm. You never know with those guys. No. I mean, sometimes he doesn't.
Ken or somebody had to say, don't do it.
Oh, I guarantee you somebody said don't
okay.
do it.
I'm tired of listening when they say don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is why now I'd like to say...
not all court cases are grim or boring. Take the lawsuit that's been filed against the boy band NSYNC by the creators of H.R. Puffin Stuff.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what I just said, is there?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all. But it's not, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean, you know what we don't have?
What?
We don't have a manual.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Every car that you buy on a lot comes with a manual.
Right.
Put one on this radio show.
Need a manual.
Here, here. Sid and Marty Croft Pictures is suing NSYNC for using their characters on concert programs and backstage passes. The group did have permission to use the characters at the American Music Awards. That was it.
I love this.
Yeah!
That's Sid and Marty Croft.
Jack Wild.
That's right. Wild.
Wild, man.
Wild.
He's wild. NSYNC has no comment. How much would you pay for the jean shorts that Marianne wore on Gilligan's Island?
$1 million.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. Zip.
They're up for grab.
They probably smell like that guy's feet.
I thought you were a Marianne guy.
Yeah, but have you got a good look at her recently? I mean, even back in the heyday. When was that show, what, 40 years ago?
Yes, nearly.
They probably smell like Mrs. Howell.
I wouldn't mind getting ginger's panties.
They probably smell bad, too, like Mrs. Howell.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Also on the auction block, a script from one episode of that 1960s show, the original promotional T-shirts, autographed photos, and the Gilligan's Island cookbook. The auction's December 9th at the Holiday Inn in Bluefield, West Virginia.
I bet that her underpants smell like the professor's socks.
And Damien's socks.
Right.
You. West Virginia is where Bob Gilligan Denver lives these days. He's donating the proceeds to a local homeless shelter.
One more, Buzzy.
CBS is planning on spreading the Super Bowl hype over 4 days this year. On the Friday before the game, Bryant Gumbel will do his part of the morning show from Tampa, and he'll do the same on Monday after the game.
That's great. I just wish they could get Patricia Heaton involved somehow in the cover.
Any luck. The network's devoting its entire Saturday primetime schedule to the hype with shows like the greatest Super Bowl commercials and MTV's Super Bowl Uncensored.
Oh, God.
The Uncensored show will feature little-known, rarely-seen stuff from previous years. Now that they're corporate cousins, MTV's producing a lot of the peripheral programming for CBS, including the halftime show on Sunday, which will be hosted by Carson Daly.
Hi, I'm Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond. Welcome to the most unfunny moments I've had in my life.
Aha!
Here's a tape of when I was on the Don and Mike show a few weeks ago.
And I said a naughty word, jeopardizing their license. The game will start about 6:30 and end shortly after 10, but the pregame shows begin at noon, 6.5 hours before kickoff.
6.5 hours of Nancy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he'll be. You don't want his underwear after that's over. And he's a thin man.
Give him his meds.
Right.
Thank you, Buzz. Coach Happy Touchstones right there. Time for a call 100. And a prize package was selected especially for you.
Give Nancy his meds. You gotta, like, put him in meat. You know, like in liverwurst.
Like with a dog. Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now. Oh, we got the Razor Scooter for the 100 caller. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Please don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
The password is Jig. The Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, don't forget, we're all playing paintball tomorrow.
Yeah, at Pev's Paintball.
For information or directions, call 888-826-7387. And I'll see you Sunday at FedEx Field for the Redskins and the Giants. Pre-game show starts at 11 a.m.
Right.
I see a lot of nice people out at the games on Sunday. Now here is Guy Birdley.
In sports, fun facts to know and tell, the ace pitcher from Baltimore meant what he said when he said it wasn't all about the money. Mike Mussina, who took $88.5 million to join the Yankees, reportedly turned down a $90 million offer from the Mets. The Daily News quotes his agent as saying the Mets, in the end, would have been the second choice. Pitcher Turk Wendels agreed to a three-year deal with the Mets worth just a penny under $9.4 million.
Turk Wendell Hall.
Why a penny short?
I can't pitch anymore because I'm so tired and sore.
Wendell, who wears number 99, is apparently superstitious and likes his contracts to end with the number 9.
Our Wendell wears number 69.
So this one will be making $9,399,999.99.
That's funny.
Finally, being a convicted felon, Katie Crippen is not supposed to be in possession of a firearm. And that includes when she's posing nude for pictures on the Internet. In Denver, Katie's now facing 10 more years in prison for posing in pictures with weapons.
Don, baby, how's it going? She's not in his calendar, is
No,
she?
This is on the Internet.
Wow.
One picture reportedly even shows her wearing nothing but the ankle bracelet authorities use to monitor her whereabouts.
Maybe.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
No!
Yes! Thank you to everybody who came down today for the big freak show.
Freak show.
Yeah. We'll be at Pev's tomorrow. Ready, Toad Jew?
I'm ready, Emperor.
We will, Toad Joe. We'll all be there tomorrow, and we'll have a full tape report on our battle on Sunday. Again, see you Sunday for the Redskins and the Giants. Have a great weekend, everybody. And don't hurt yourself. Love you, Frida. I love you, Bart. And here is our, what? I don't want to say it. Hello. Adonimite?
Caller 100.
Yes, yeah. Yes, you are.
You are.
Very well
Thank
done.
You.
Very assertive. What's your name?
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Where are you from?
York, Pennsylvania.
Jeff, you've won the Razor Extreme Scooter from the Sharper Image.
Super.
While other stores may have Razor Scooters or knockoff Razor Scooters, only the Sharper Image has the Razor Extreme. Shop online at sharperimage.com or call them at 800-344-4444 for a location near you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Don and Mike and Buzz.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you Monday with the all-new episode. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, good night, Don.
Thank you, good night, Mike.
Thank you, good night, Don.
Robbie? Hi, Don. You're Santa Claus out in the air. You bad kid.
Bad.
Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might make it as
Oh, long. Yeah, good Friday.
Right. See you Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Simon Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.